Holy fucking shit, Snacks. I haven't got anything ready. Oh my god. Hey guys, welcome to Die Party Omen. Week number 13, I want to say.
Yep.
Yeah, boy, we're back. The adventures of your favorite fuckheads. I don't know. Shit, man. It's been, what, 2 weeks since we played this game?
1 week since you looked at me.
Yeah. And both is Graham's fault, so. Thanks, Graham. How you feeling, Graham? You better now?
I don't know what you're going to do about it. I'll play when I feel like it.
Damn. Fucking Captain Sasspants. So, yeah. It's been 2 weeks since we played. Let's go around and introduce everyone who's at our table. First off, we have Mr. Daddy Sheep Do No Wrong. What up, sir? How you doing?
Hey, guys.
Is that your new next name? Daddy Sheep Do No Wrong?
Daddy Sheep Do No Wrong? It can be. I wonder if it's been 60 days since I changed my name. Let's have a look. This may take a moment. Yeah, I'm good. I've been playing the same games I was playing before.
Sweet.
I did get Warshift. I've started a series on that.
Wow, I played that game like a year and a half ago. That game is, it's fun, but
yeah,
limited. It's fun, but limited.
Well, it's like, it kind of won me over in the first couple of seconds, because it's like you can play as in first person almost. As like your unit, and then you can zoom out, and it then transitions.
Man, they've been doing that since Command and Conquer. Like, there's, don't worry.
Well, they've been
it,
doing man. That. I mean, Battlezone was, you know, probably the best one.
Yeah.
But they transitioned to a walking mech Tyrannosaurus Rex that could also shift into a plane, and I was like, yeah, fuck it, I'm in. I'll do this for a while. So
nice.
So yeah, it's the dev was like, yo, play this game, and I was like, yeah, okay, why not?
Looking at the Steam list,
I bought that game
right now. Playing right now, three people. All time peak 200. So
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
maybe you're doing a huge favor to it.
Maybe.
Speaking about doing huge favors, let's go on over to Mr. Floof Knight. What up, sir? You're the flavor.
I'm not sure what the favor is. Is the favor me showing up?
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, cool. You're welcome. Hello, everyone.
It's time to play Dungeons and Dragons. Too bad. Oh, wow.
I'm Floof Knight. I've been playing The Surge. I'm enjoying it. It does
that
get me a little bit salty.
That game is so fucking hard. It's like, you're dead.
You're dead.
That's the difference I see between it and other Dark Souls-ish games, is that literally any enemy you fight can just destroy you.
I mean, it kind of reminds you of like when you get real cocky in Dark Souls and you're just like...
Yeah, then the game's like, fuck you. We're like, okay, let's slow down. And then you go back and then you're like, okay, that I see what I did wrong. But in Surge, it's kind of, they're always like, hey, fuck you.
So I got I played for like 5 hours today. I got up to the part where like... you're going through like recycling where they have all the rhino units or the rhino equipped armor units,
mm-hmm,
and they're just like, it's just like
yeah.
The really, oh god,
I won't spoil it for you, but I'm about like three tiers of enemies above that.
Oh, there's different tiers, cool.
Kinda what I do like is that the armor is more, it's a personal preference, it's like Fashion Souls again. There's no armor that's like, this one's better, or whatever. But other than that, tomorrow I'll be starting on my my first ever Master Grade Gundam build. I'm looking
Ooh.
Forward to that. Yeah.
Graham, do you ever do models, like actual like figurines and shit?
Yeah, I do.
Yep. So that's what I'm going to be doing
Riveting.
Tomorrow.
Brian, it's been a while since I've talked to you, man. What have you been
doing? Yeah, a whole 24 hours.
Yeah, I know.
What's up, everybody? I am Sputnik. Some of you know me as Brian. All of you know me as your favorite garden gnome Gags.
It's true.
I'm excited to play tonight. I've been I've got a few videos out, did a few live streams this week, but it's been busy. And tomorrow I'm going to be recording probably the next 3 or 4 episodes of the new podcast. So
fuck yeah, man.
Keep your eyes out or ears out for that.
Keep your eyes out. And last but not least, we have Graham. Graham, what up? Tell us about your past couple of weeks, your adventure.
I've been sick for almost a month and I'm still sick.
Oh man, that's fucking rough. Is that just something you can't shake, or is it like a...
It's just an infection of the lung area.
Ugh, that's gross. Like a cough you can't get rid of. Yeah, I've heard that before.
Got a bunch of phlegm. That's just going to happen. That's just going to have to be the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
yeah, 3 videos a week for these days. A little more editing. Virgil made me a title card. So that's been good. Some music, stuff like that. So that's been going the way it's been going.
Yeah. What's your latest video that you've worked on?
Well, since you asked, I talked about planning or prepping and how I prepped for this game just before we started.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Spoiler, there's not much.
Yeah, I'm on that as well, man. Like, my GM prep sessions are mostly like, okay, as long as I have, like, generic mobs I can throw at people if they do something stupid, I'm good. Like everything is fine. Big news. Today, I walked out of my job. 2 birds flipping in the air. So, you know, well, not really. It was just a nice and cruisy leave, and everyone was like, no, you're joking. I'm like, no, I'm actually leaving. And they're like, fuck off, you're not leaving. I'm like, no, I'm actually leaving. And because it literally came out of nowhere, and most people who leave that job, it's just like, okay, you need to work for an extra 3-4 weeks after you announce it. But I'm just like, nah, man, I'm leaving today. So, you know, it was good. So now I can focus on doing role-playing stuff. Graham, if you ever wanted to take on a second game, if you're feeling up for it at all, I'll now have time to put it into a slot if you wanted to. We're going to be focusing on making some pretty cool content. And also expanding what we're doing for the Patronus peoples as well. The next big thing that we're doing is voting on the next Die Party game that's coming up. It's something we've never done before. And we're going to pick 3 World of Darkness manuals, and we're going to go through them on a stream tomorrow at, what was the time? 4 p.m.?
So 11 a.m. Eastern time.
11 a.m. Eastern time, which is like... I want to say
9 a.m. Pacific.
Yeah. 9 a.m. Pacific.
Choices are?
What was that, sorry?
You know what the choices are?
Yeah, it's a toss up between Vampire the Masquerade Anarx in Los Angeles. Demon the Fallen, or Hunter the Reckoning.
Again. What about Promethean?
I mean, that's an interesting one. I'll have to look into that. That's Changeling, right? That's like...
Golems and Frankenstein monsters. So.
Okay. I mean, like, this is mostly coming from, like, an area where, like, I wanted to try, like, a Monster of the Week style game. And Hunter and Demon sort of fit that bill a little bit. Yeah. And... Vampire the Masquerade was like, Wreckage was like, I could run a fucking vampire game. And I was like, okay, well, I mean, I'll put that on the list then. So, but I never, like, Vampire the Masquerade for me is like, hey man, what if politics was sexy? And I'm like, oh, god damn it, fuck this game.
I had a bad time when me and Wreckage played in a vampire game once.
Yeah.
We had a bad time.
Is that going back to that group where you had like a bunch of people and they'd rotate GMs?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that shit. Yeah. I remember hearing about that story actually. And but Anarx seems good. We've got a pretty cool crew for that too. We've got Tuesday Grey, which is a new fellow streamer coming on. She's actually like pretty experienced with role-playing games too, so that'll be great. And Brian here and Tuxedomus, as well as myself. And that's the crew. That's going to be it. If Wreckage plays, it's going to be a four-player game. And if Wreckage doesn't play, or GM, it's going to be a one GM and three-player game. So, nice and tight, you know, like get shit done sort of stream. So, when will the stream decide what happens at the table fit?
Well, the stream to decide which game happens, be it a timetable fit for Europe and US.
Oh, well, the game's gonna be a Monday 5 p.m. PST game, but like it's literally taking over the Night City slot. This stream to decide is just gonna be like maybe a 1 hour, 2 hour stream tomorrow, and the thing is, it's gonna go. It's gonna go up with. It's gonna go up with a VOD on YouTube with voting and stuff like that. So, So that's pretty much what that's gonna be. I guess we're good to play now. Yeah.
If we recall last session, Gormung was manning the shop. He was manning the whatever
the remnants.
The remnants of the shop. a wizened, hunched over old woman.
Oh yeah, we had that side quest thing.
She said there was a strange being in the farming village which she came from, just sort of wreaking havoc. She paid you what she could and promised some kind of stipend of food and whatnot, crops.
Yeah, it's percentage of the profits or whatever that the town makes going forward. Yeah.
And investigate, and so investigate the party did, in a manner of speaking. They showed up. They showed up, and basically the center of town, nobody's around, there's no farm folk, you don't see any cows and sheep lying about, you know, doing normal cow and sheep things. Instead, you saw one building sort of at the end of the road, sort of a stone temple-type building, and adjacent to that was a farmhouse. And simply walking out as if in offense, as if in some sort of challenge, was a humanoid-sized, humanoid-shaped, green-skinned, elongated head, creature which you recalled seeing as minions of the blue dragon which you talked to sort of investigated.
Talked to. Got thrown off a mountain by.
And yeah. I didn't get thrown off any mountains.
In any case, as if waiting to see what happens, the creature with a sort of sword at the ready, dripping in some sort of blackish ichor, not blood, but some sort of substance that it has been dipped in, the creature simply waits for some response or some challenge to its now immediate reign of this territory.
I told you this was a trap.
It's always a trap!
Exactly.
Well, not really a trap. I mean, she did tell us that there was gonna that he was here.
Also, you know, we came expecting this to happen, and we're not really, you know, being caught unaware, so which is literally the definition of a trap. What you're thinking of is a it's not even no it's not even an ambush. I was gonna say that, but it's not that.
I mean, a trap is designed to lure someone into something whereupon you descend upon them.
Oh, like when you blew up our house.
Yeah, like when you blew up our house
and set the town on fire. That was a trap.
It was a successful trap. There was a lot of old people waiting for death to come naturally.
There's a lot of old people everywhere in that town.
Doesn't mean you just go set it on fire.
I didn't. You know what? We can go around this roundabout all day.
That's true.
I'm perfectly happy to do this. I'm not. Deal with this trap.
Yes, there is someone. When do you want to talk to him?
Well, I was going to look around and be like, well, So I know how this works. I guess you guys want me to go talk to him.
Sure. What's the worst that could happen?
He's oiled up. He doesn't so we should have probably to be oil you. You up too.
I can come with you if you want, if you're feeling a little short.
Oh, I mean, I'd really like that.
Okay, let's, you and me, we'll do this together, hey, brother? And I put out my fist a little higher.
And I grab it
him.
And try to hold his hand. it's like an awkward fist bump that doesn't work because I'm trying to hold his hand.
It's like you bring it closer to your tongue and just like, mm.
You don't taste as good as Shadow Gags.
I'll cover you.
Nothing ever tastes as good as yourself, so.
You guys are about 120 feet away from this this guy.
And then when we step within 120 feet, exactly, magic missiles out of nowhere.
Oh, not necessarily. But, Gormung, I imagine you're at least in some manner in the lead.
Yeah.
I mean, like, in the lead because he's on my back as a backpack? Because he's forever getting smaller and smaller?
That's right.
Either that or
singing on your shoulder?
Either that or the world around him continues to grow at an exceeding rate and he doesn't. It's one of the two.
I guess I could be up on your shoulder. That's fine.
Oh my god. Can I just say that we haven't played this game in 2 weeks, and the moment we come back, we're just like, boom, making the same fucking jokes.
I love it.
Go ahead, Graham.
Oh, what do you guys do? You guys are
approaching. Yeah, we walk up to it. You know, I don't have any weapons in my hands. I'm trying to be non-threatening.
Okay, out of sheer curiosity, how close do you get if you had to say a number of feet?
What would you say is a reasonable distance to have a conversation without shouting?
Without shouting, 10 feet, maybe.
Wow. Okay.
Can we make that 20?
How about 20? 20 feet, I think, is a safe distance.
We'll just talk a little louder.
Yeah.
You know, like. Pistols at dawn distance.
Hmm. Yeah.
Sure. Well, pistols at dawn is 10 paces, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah, but, you know, we're using make-believe distances here, like feet and stuff like that, so, like, a foot is like, I'm not, my foot is about this big, so, but, you know, Gormung's foot is, like, this big, right? So, like... I measure it out using my spatial awareness perk that I picked up last time.
Spatial geometry. When you guys get within about 30 feet, I need both of you to make a wisdom saving throw.
Oh, I fucking love these. These are my favorite.
I'm good at these.
I you know what? You said it now. You've ruined it.
Oh wait, fuck, I'm not good at these.
Where's your whiteboard? You need your whiteboard.
Well, that's for Constitution. I haven't gotten there yet.
Wow!
Put a damn character sheet.
Wow.
Good one, dude.
God damn it, hold on, sorry.
Save me!
You have it, where you do wisdom on advantage, right?
That's next level. Next level, I get the ability to just be like, fuck that, I'm just gonna re-roll it.
Oh my god.
You get wisdom on advantage, right, Gags?
That doesn't even matter.
I know.
If Gags had passed, Gormung has failed this saving throw, and so, Gormung, for the first time in a long time, you are frightened of this creature, and you have no choice but to take the dash action as much as possible away from the creature.
Mm-hmm.
So, Grant...
Here's what I do. I pick up Gags and I throw it at him. No. Distraction. Distraction gnome. And then I run.
So, what well, no, he's that way.
What did he say? What did he say?
They run past you.
Oh.
I say the orcish words for fuck this shit, I'm out. And then I go.
Drimble.
How far away are we now?
It looks like you're in charge. What do we do?
Well, what is Gormung's base?
Would you prefer me to be in charge?
Base speed is 30.
Because I'll be in charge if you want. I'm pretty sure there was a there was rules of this party that we're not allowed to put me in charge.
So I go the proverbial 60 feet away from him.
Okay.
What do we do, boss?
Just, you know what, I want you to go towards that little shed over there and just make yourself small. Just don't...
I'm not gagged, I can't make myself smaller.
Don't cause problems.
You're off the distance. You can do it if you believe!
So you're sidelining me? Are we correct? Are we correct in assuming you're going to go talk to this thing and I will be on the sidelines?
No, I'm having you divert your energy to another location in the fight.
So you want me to walk away and stand in the corner?
Yes.
Okay. I walk away and I stand in the corner.
All right. Durembori, left alone to your own devices, you hear a voice, a sickly, extraplanar, bizarre, telepathic voice in your head say, "I'm waiting."
Waiting for what?
I've never been so wet.
Waiting for a guy like
you. Is that you, Mom?
To come into my life. Oh, great song.
Yeah.
Right. Well, he said he's waiting. I'm just going to assume he's waiting for a fight. So I'll take my longbow, which has always let me down, and I'm just going to lay it on the floor.
I'm just going to step on it right now.
I'm just going to step on it and break the bowstring.
To save time.
Break the bowstring now, because
I use my full action to destroy my own weapon.
Right. And I'm going to, I'll pull out both of my rapiers, and I'm going to stand at ready, and we're just going to lock eye to eye. And then
blow him a kiss and then walk away 60 feet and make a wisdom saving throw.
This looks like a really bad idea.
You notice that this creature has no lips with which to kiss, so.
I mean, right. If there's a will saving throw, there's a way.
Oh, damn. No.
What's will? That doesn't exist in this game.
Shut up. It's a good joke if you let it go.
No, I can't do that. I can't do that, Dave. right. Grant, I'm just like kind of like, you want to do something?
No. Oh, no, you've got this. Go ahead. I'm apparently not allowed to do anything. Grant, I'll just mess it up. Hey, I'm here to support him. I'm here to support you, mate. Go at it.
Do it. All right. Then fucking yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and I'll sing my song, my blade song, and then I'll just charge at him.
Hey,
like a good old fashioned samurai duel. I'm just gonna run at him, and then we'll swing past each other.
Swing at each other, pause, and then both fall to the ground.
Except one of you is in half, the other one only has a cut on his cheek.
Yeah,
That's me.
So you lean way too far forward and charge.
Yeah, just like overly too far.
I stand at 61 feet exactly and lean into the 60 feet.
Dip a toe in.
You hold me over the 60-foot mark.
Well, my hands are over, so my hands have to make a wisdom saving throw.
Charge the creature when you get to about 30 feet.
Oh, shit.
20 feet. 10 feet, you're charging, ready to strike. You think you should connect. You go to swing right through. Your sword hits nothing but air as the creature teleported 30 feet to the right of where he was before.
Bastard.
Nothing personal, kid. And stabs you in the back.
Do you need a hand yet, Drimble?
Yeah, sure. I would love one.
All right. What do you want me to do? Are we attacking this thing?
Yeah, since it seemed like I can't get close to him, why don't you try to get him from far away?
I mean, we could do it.
If I close my eyes and don't look at him, he won't know what I'm shooting at.
I'd like to get within range if I can.
Where are you?
I'm just standing off to the side.
I'm back at the home.
So we haven't rolled initiative, so I can only assume that, I'm not going to hit this guy.
We haven't gotten into combat at all.
So I'm going to get within range and just loose a shot at him.
Okay. Go ahead and roll to attack.
Yeah.
Do it, bro.
Got this.
20. Oh! I mean, it's not that amazing because it's 12, but...
Yeah, well, hey, come on, man. I'm trying to make Grant feel better here.
Well, I mean, look, you are nothing... with your rolls. You don't need to say anything. Your rolls make me feel better.
He's basically that a 50-50, and he still fails a majority of the time. So, you know, it's...
Go ahead and roll damage.
Okay.
You remember how to do it?
Yeah. I remember. 6.
What was the all other right. one for? No, that was for Shadow.
That was the other side is sneak attack.
Yeah.
He only takes 3, and now we will all roll initiative.
Sweet.
Oh, okay.
Initiative. Man, I'm just pooping all over the floor tonight. I'm just like, can't
when
control
Gags
my butt.
Rolls the best, you know the fight's gonna go badly.
We're in trouble.
can he like steer me like a wild boar? Can he like pull on my like my hair?
Well, he's scared. He failed worse than you, mate. So he's probably scared too.
Can he ratatouille me? You know, like.
Fuck, I have no spell slots. No. Okay, all right. Sorry, am I up, Graham?
Hold on.
Oh, sorry.
Yes, you are.
Okay, the first thing I'm going to do is...
You guys are, at this point, because of all that stuff that happened, you guys are 210 feet away from the source of battle.
So we're an eternity away for Gags if I put him on the ground.
Yeah.
Actually, I think you have a faster move speed than I do.
Yeah, he's 5 faster than you.
Yeah.
Now, for the sake of drama, you guys are no longer afraid. Mm-hmm. But you kind of realize that you're really far away all of a sudden.
I'm just like, God damn it, I hate this thing.
So, well, then what I'm going to do is whisper sweet nothings in Garamond's ears and provide him with some bardic inspiration.
Okay.
In order to assist him, because I can't really do shit right now. So I'll be like, you're so great. You've always been my favorite. Don't tell the others. And then, bring.
All
right. I lied. Your hands taste better than Shadow Gags.
Yeah.
Grant, what do you want to do?
I mean, you
managed to hit this thing. It has done something to it. It sort of went through the, you know, just sort of the meat of his arm, you know, just a glancing blow, some damage.
Basically, I just pissed it off.
Well, you have now provoked its ire.
Yeah.
I mean, you could stealth and just make a move somewhere else and then shoot him.
Yeah, can I kind of maintain a big distance as can I maintain maximum range basically and try and kind of
this is like open space.
Yeah, is stealth possible or is it a bit too obvious?
You can duck behind the outhouse.
Yeah, I'm
under it in thin air.
Oh, there's a Grant-shaped tree over there.
There it is.
Thanks. Fucking shit, dude. You are so slow.
I am the tree. Sorry, yeah, guys. I have become tree.
No, it's an outhouse. You open up the outhouse and you rub feces on yourself. And you hide. Oh. You hide, I mean, like a poo in another poo.
He's like Arnold Schwarzenegger. He's just
I was saying, are we fighting Predator?
Yeah. I mean, it can sense heat, right? So, cover yourself in feces. Get rid of it.
And
or the creature makes eye contact with you as you look at it in, I guess, rage at having missed, at being the proverbial angry bull in the situation. It makes some eye contact with you, and I need you as well to make a wisdom saving throw.
I believe in you.
This should be good.
I believe in you, dice.
Oh, was he saying me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was putting stuff away. 11.
I don't believe in you.
All right. You are, Durimbor, you are currently... Well, let me tell you exactly what happens.
Perfect.
Nothing.
You are stunned, meaning you are incapacitated, mm-hmm. can't move, and can speak only falteringly. You automatically fail strength and dexterity saving throws, and attack rolls against you have advantage.
That's not good.
The creature can use its hypnotic gaze and also make three attacks. So it's going to take a move action, move the 30 feet to you that he teleported away before, and take three attacks with advantage at you.
He's animating you right now. He uses Irasangan or whatever the fuck they call it.
These are master strategist beings. They come from the pseudo-elemental plane of strategy.
Everywhere is a chessboard, including their birth. You have to navigate the...
Six to hit, which hits. Here we go. That's 7 slashing damage for the first one.
Okay.
Second attack's going to be... Best roll is 19. Does that hit?
Nope. 20 AC.
Third attack. 23.
Yep.
Okay. 11 slashing damage.
Ooh, that's a bad one.
I also need you to make a constitution saving throw because this blade has some sort of bizarre poison on it.
20.
You're okay. So you don't know what it did. You don't know what it was going to do. But it appears to be highly toxic and highly caustic.
Okay. Delicious.
It's the poo from the outhouse.
Retaliation. You are stunned, so you are incapacitated until the creature's next turn. You can't move, and you can speak only falteringly.
Yeah.
Would you like me to read the incapacitated condition?
Yeah. I could still take an action, though, right? Or no?
An incapacitated creature can't take actions or reactions.
Ah. Then I stand there dazed.
Okay. Great. Sounds good. Gormung, what do you do?
Doesn't sound good for me.
I'm 210 feet away, yeah?
Yeah.
All right, I do my best to cover that ground. I think I can do 60 feet in a turn. Is there a charge action or do I have to have some sort of weird...
Double move is the best you can do.
All right, yeah, 60 feet it is. And I sneeze real good.
Yeah.
I thought that was the monster roaring.
Right.
Calm down, Chewie.
It seems the creature has performed its series of things that it's done in a very specific sequence for a very specific purpose to separate all of you and to encounter you in stages, and you feel like he succeeded. So what do you do about that?
I was wondering, can I make like a arcana check or something like that to maybe intuit some more about the creature. I can see his strategy, but maybe learn a little bit more about him.
Yeah, arcana is what you're looking for.
Okay.
So a couple of things. You think that the dragon appearing in the area, bringing these creatures with it, all at the same time after encountering the wild stone in which the negative energy plane gags emerged from you, all may be interconnected in some fashion. There may be something wrong with the multiverse.
Okay.
Oh shit, we have to kill Gags the Immortal for in order the world to be reset, which is impossible to do.
This creature is a fiend of some sort from one of the outer sort of dark planes that you don't want to go to, like Acheron, or in the book it lists Acheron, Gehenna, Hades, and something else. as places where these things live. These are highly intelligent, highly hardy, highly combat oriented beings from the outer, more dangerous planes.
Okay. Is my sense of where Dark Gags is located at, is that still broken, or do I know where he is?
Still broken.
Okay. Let me see here. I think... So what I'm going to do is... I think I have...
Purpose and its aims are incredibly mysterious.
Right. Where is it? So I have a cantrip called Message. Basically, I can point my finger toward a creature within range and whisper a message. The target and only that target hears the message and can reply in a whisper that only I can hear.
Do you have
spell slots? Do I what? No, I don't. Ah, fuck.
Yes, cantrip.
Yeah. Shit.
Do we have anything magical for gags to snort?
I don't know, do you?
Gags? I'm pretty sure we used everything up.
Yeah, I don't have anything.
Gormung took the plane shifting from me.
Yep, I have it.
Can I take that from you?
Mm-hmm.
And snort it?
Do we need it?
I mean, I can't. I am no help to us whatsoever. I could do a lot of things if I have some spell slots.
Okay, so we do have an inventory page somewhere. We have no healing potions, so maybe this would probably be the thing to do. Magical stuff we have is the armor that I'm wearing, which, you know, if you just, like, reach down and be like, ah, and you just take it off, I'll be like, motherfucker, you do what now? And my axe, but that axe is serving a purpose far greater than any spell could
have. In my inventory, I do have, this is mine, not the group, I do have a ring of mind shielding and +2 scale mail, but I'm pretty sure I would have left the scale mail behind.
What's the mind shielding?
I want that ring of mind shielding.
Yeah.
What's that do?
Yeah. Shields my mind, I would assume.
Yeah, I mean, I can't do much here, guys.
Maybe I should have given it to Durimbo before he charged in.
Yeah, maybe.
Gags, let me give you a piece of insight that I think you may Gags may be privy to.
Okay.
Everything that's happened in the campaign has had some ties to bizarre extra or other planar happenings. Mm-hmm. From the instance of that bizarre alien queen mother to the arrival of those Githyanki elven beings.
Right.
To the immersion and subsequent sort of convalescence of Negagags to this creature and the dragon. Four things that have to do with arrivals of extra or other planar beings who have innate magical properties and magical abilities, which is something that's very other to you, something that would be very strange and bizarre to the party and to the people around, and something that would be very dangerous to the people here, because they can't necessarily defend themselves with magic in the same way that these beings are attacking with magic.
Yeah, and it's also worth pointing out too that this amulet, I probably wouldn't give it to you, because this is the amulet that we've promised to give Negagags to get him the fuck out of this planar area in exchange for him, you know.
Well, but so I'm wondering, all right, so I'm going to say this to Gormung.
Yeah, and the genies, I forgot.
Right. It seems to me that I'm wondering if, look, these guys are invading our space, right? These are obviously extraplanar beings. They can use magic whenever they want. Basically, they can wipe the floor with us unless we're 100% prepared for them. I'm wondering if they're drawing their magical power from the other planes. So is it possible if we transport ourselves to their planes, we can draw magic from their worlds the way they're using magic now?
I don't know if you remember this, but myself and...
Running and talking.
Yeah, it was, if you don't remember, myself and... what was your old character's name? Floof?
Pudmi.
Yeah, myself and Pudmi, we actually traveled to another plane. Multiple planes, actually, using this amulet.
Did you try to use magic? Who could ever forget the planes of leeches?
Did you try to use magic when you were in those planes?
No, we just jumped around to maybe 30 or 40 planes. It was hellish.
But I'm just saying, maybe there's a way to draw magic from those planes, maybe without even traveling to them. I mean, this guy's he's in our world, but he can still use magic whenever he wants.
Yeah, but he's an innate creature of that world. He's probably much like, you know, the ancient tales of sorcerers being born with the power to wield wild magics. We don't have anything like that here.
How about this? I'm willing to transport myself to another plane just to see what happens.
You didn't even know how to use this amulet, Gags.
Well, you could teach me. Or show me. It can't be that hard.
So, Graham, last time it was a simple case of me picking a number from 1 through 100, or whatever it was. It was like 126 or something like that, right?
Yeah.
And on the layman's chance that you were reading from the book in numeral order, I said 1, and it took us back to the plane that we were on, right? So, in reality, would I have an understanding of how this works by process of elimination and that sort of stuff? Or, like, how would that work?
Let me re-familiarize myself.
Yeah.
Because there is a specific rule for knowing where you're going and not knowing where you're going.
Yeah. And, you know, this is like an adventurer doing his thing, so he would know which of the planes he's been to, or at least have a descriptor of them and know not to go back there. Especially that guy on the boat. I don't want to go to that one ever again.
that was a good one.
The River Styx. Yeah, I don't want to ever go back there.
it's an intelligence check.
I should do an intelligence check?
It is an intelligence check to go where you mean to go.
Ah, okay. I don't know. I guess just to clue everyone in on what I'm thinking. Since I can't do much in battle against this guy, and really none of us really can, my thought is
If I'm not stunned.
Yeah.
go to the land of magical items and grab a bunch of them and just
either grab magical items or figure out a way to draw the magical power from the other plane into our world.
Great idea, aside from the fact that we're literally fighting right now.
Was there
any sort of like time dilation in our jumps that we did last time?
You weren't there long enough to matter.
Yeah.
But it's possible.
Okay.
You've heard of things like that.
Okay.
Gags, I won't let you do this alone if you're going to do it. And it seems like your little mind is set on it. But I honestly think we need to do this as a group.
Grant, it's your turn.
You're muted.
Sorry. Yes. So I'm stealthed, right? And in range. Oh, yeah. I will take a shot.
What's your passive perception? 19?
Oh yeah, that's right. His passive perception is like, fuck you. I'm all for jumping through the planes, man. I think that sounds like fun.
Yeah.
I think we're all going to die.
Well, possibly.
We're going to die if we stay here, too. This thing is literally, like...
I mean, I hit it, so...
Grant, you're fairly certain... There's a mosquito in here. Yeah. Grant, you're fairly certain that that creature that Durimbor is fighting is not the only combatant.
Ah,
getting my ass beat.
Run to the group that's about to teleport out of here? That sounds like fun. I want to go over there.
Grant, there's something else behind the farmhouse. Remember I described that this whole area is dominated. There's a stone temple, and there's a farmhouse. The farmhouse is two stories, big enough to hide some sort of large creature behind it. Now there's some sort of breathing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Could I kind of sneak up there and look in?
Yeah, sure.
Can I get that far? Like, so.
Yeah, you can make it all the way to this side of the farmhouse.
Maybe like a slit window or something.
It's another dragon.
Yeah, I'd like to do that instead.
In fact, it's not a dragon. It's
but you were close.
It's not probably not worse either. But it is probably. But it is large.
It's a gibbering mouther.
All you see is its butt at this point.
Right. I mean, I'm well versed in monster butts.
Yes, it is a creature that is crouching in wait in an attempt to ambush whatever creature happens to get past the first line of sort of this combat which is happening between the Durimbor and the first creature. Okay. This creature seems large. It seems part of the Minotaur family.
Is it a Minotaur?
No.
It's a Majotaur. It's a Majotaur.
Minotaur. I said it wrong. My bad.
Can I set the bonfire?
Yeah, I guess so.
I would like to set the bonfire, please.
All right. It is your specialty.
Did I bring any alchemist fire with me?
I thought you said, "Can I set the butt on fire?" And I was just like, "God, fucking!" And then he said,
"I'm not. All right. Just stop it. Stop expecting the worst. I'd like to set the barn on fire, please."
All right. With what?
Do I have any alchemist fire? Did we?
You had it all last time.
I didn't use it all though.
I seem to remember a very fabulous tale of a hero once having a fire starting skill that was outrageous.
Here's the question: did the party let Grant have some alchemist fire?
Fuck no.
I would have stolen some. I would have tried to steal some, Graham.
As the party rogue, I would have stolen the gold from my party members. I would have bought some myself.
Not gold, but that alchemist fire was very effective. I probably would like to have some on my person at all times.
Fine. Good enough explanation. You take some and smash it on the farmhouse.
Can I get it inside, or do I have to set the side on fire?
You want to get inside, yeah, but to be clear, the creature is hiding behind the farmhouse.
Oh, okay.
It's not in the house. It's
too big to be in
there. I like the idea that he's like, this big, like, thing
well,
is hiding behind
it. That's the
it.
Picture I had in my head.
The bomb burns to house. The ground, and he's just like, oh no, I've been exposed. Whatever will I do?
I would still like to set the bomb on fire, please.
Throw it inside, maybe you have enough time to throw two.
Yeah.
To get some spread, it's going to take a little while to burn. That's going to be the end of your turn, okay?
I can't move away from the burning building. Crap.
Well, you have, yeah, you can have a little bit more movement to get
away. Yeah, just enough to get away, just in case, you know, there's explosives.
No, let the beam fall on him, Graham. Come on, we do all deserve
I'm not inside it. The beam's not going to bloody fall on me.
No, we deserve this. Maybe it explodes
and fall on you.
We deserve this.
What you mean is I deserve this.
No, we're entitled to watching you get hit by a flaming beam.
Alright. Durimbor, I got three more attacks coming at you.
Ah, yes.
Okay. At the end of this turn, you won't be stunned anymore, okay?
Yep.
Alright. Natural 20?
Okay. Does a natural 20 hit? No, sorry. I have 21.
Actually. Natural 20? Two in a row?
Alright, yeah. You could just kill me outright if you want.
You know, maybe just change dice or whatever.
It's only 18.
Oh, okay. Well, that one missed.
Are you using mean green, Graham?
He missed my unconscious body.
Yeah. It's actually a sparkly purple dice.
Oh, no. Get that peach one. I like the peach one.
Fresh virgin dice. That peach one is in the container.
The smell of fresh virgin dice.
Yeah.
Oh, it's already killed a player.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's first blood.
So first one is 17 slashing damage. It's not that much.
I mean, I'm on the ground, so yeah, it is.
that's enough?
Yeah, I'm a wizard.
Wait, how much fucking health do you have?
34.
Oh my god, that's less than me.
Yeah. Wow.
Dude, right. I keep forgetting because I have 85 hit points. I'm just like, oh yeah, everyone's got a lot of hit points. You know, it's like,
oh.
I've got 22 hit points at level 8. It's like, fucking what?
If you go down, that second attack, that other attack, is going to count as two death saving throw failures because it's a crit. Right?
Yeah, I understand.
You guys are running back, having this long, lengthy existential conversation.
We're running towards him, right?
Yeah.
You guys see Durimbor go down, and then the creature stabs him through the chest, into the ground completely, and pulls it out, and blood streaks out with it, and then it begins to Durimbor in the throes of death. The wound begins to sizzle and eat away at you from the inside out.
Delicious.
At which point, the creature, the Yugoloth, what this creature is called, turns around to face its new marauders. It gives a quick scan for Grant, doesn't see him, so stealth that he...
the barn's on fire, but, you know, that's no nonsense. That's just whatever. There's nothing of import in there.
Yeah. And then Gags looks right at you. Dead eye contact.
Dead.
It doesn't have any pupils. Doesn't have a mouth. It's a little scary. And also, Durimbor's dying.
I am.
Grant, the creature which you are kind of keeping an eye on, the large creature which you're kind of keeping an eye on behind the burning building, isn't apparently not aware that the building is on fire.
Good.
Not yet. So it stands its ground and waits for orders.
It was probably like, man, I'm a little bit cold here. Oh, wait, no, I'm not.
Durimbor.
Durimbor's death saving throw.
Don't oh, please. Roll fail. Well. Oh, okay.
Well, that's a success.
Hey.
All right, so.
Ormong.
We were 210 before. Now we're. 170?
170.
150. Dude, we're not going to be able to get...
Throw Gags. Throw him.
Throw me with the amulet.
Looks like you're going to have to toss me.
Throw him with your pike thing. Like, if you hit the thing with your pike...
Attach him to the halberd, and then throw the halberd.
Like, if you miss, Gags can maybe hit him on the way back.
I don't fucking have a halberd. It burned in the fucking house.
Oh, no. Yeah.
So, listen. Throw me with the amulet. You can throw me with the amulet. I can transport myself and Durimbor out.
That way I can die. I save death a trip. Just take you straight to the River Styx.
And then come back for you and Grant.
Yeah, see, and then death owes you a favor. It's a brilliant plan.
Yeah, I like it.
And then we teleport to the future and get on a plane, but we don't. And the plane blows up. But we're not on it.
Nice.
Final Destination. D&D. okay. You know what? Fuck it, man. I'm down. I'm down the clown. Let's do all this right. Shit.
Oh. What are we doing?
I quarterback this fucking gnome.
Is this a bomb or is this a punt? Are you gonna throw or are you gonna like drop
it's kick? It's no a Hail kicking. Mary, man. Definitely Hail Mary.
I'm quarterbacking the shit out of this guy. I'm just like fucking right. Woo. You're spinning like this.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Perfect spiral. Give a thumbs up.
All right, Gormung, this is going to be, since Gags is the size of a small football.
Oh, it's cannon now, yay.
I even have my hat on to make it aerodynamic.
This is going to be a attack roll. To see if you can land, him on the rim board.
Do I have proficiency?
Yeah, so we have proficiency in everything.
Proficiency in gnomish. Gnome throwing skills.
Gnomish projectiles.
Actually, I do have proficiency.
Sorry, projectile gnomes.
I mean, technically, he is a simple weapon. You know, like. Okay.
That's what I mean.
All right, here we go. I'll just use my javelin here because it's the same roll.
Yeah, that's fun.
I like that. I throw it so well, I kill Darimbo.
My pointy hat. Like, impale his
pointy hat right into my chest. Do it.
All right, here we go, boys. One chance.
Oh my god!
Right. Oh, it's a curse. One I second. Swear it's a
son
curse,
a
dude.
Bitch.
I got my handbook, it's fine.
You shouldn't have built it up like that. You shouldn't have just done it. It would have been fine.
Oh my god.
Why did you build it up, Henley?
Oh my god. Every fucking time.
I'll just see myself out.
Do I kill the other creature with him?
What about do you kill me?
Yeah, just like in the grander baseball movies, all of Gags' skin comes off as he
as he leaves the stratosphere of the earth.
Oh my god!
Orbital strike from the stratosphere. No, Gags, you fly your soaring through the air. Hit the ground about 30 feet away from where Gormung is. Just.
I move 30 feet. Graham.
Your face.
I move 30 feet, pick him up, and do my second attack.
I was looking for a punt.
Oh, no, wait.
Go full Charlie Brown on him.
Am I? I'm 30 feet away from. Yeah. From Drimbor or from Gormung?
From Gormung.
I can
I can throw it again.
All right,
second attack. Here we go. This time for real.
I swear to God, as I brush myself off.
Don't worry, I got a crow's run. We're gonna do this.
Don't do it, dude.
20.
Hey.
Woo.
So he scoops, throws again. This time, Gags, you fly true. You don't hurt. Land on Darimbor instead. Right when you make contact with it. You channel the power of the amulet, and I need you to make an intelligence check.
Okay.
Oh, just take me to the river Styx. Just take me there. Just end it. End this madness.
Is that like a saving throw intelligence?
No, it's just an intelligence check.
So you just click on intelligence, the word intelligence on your sheet.
Right.
Oh, damn.
Oh,
take me to the land of titties and magical items.
No, take me to the land of hospitals. I think is what we need right now.
On a successful check, you cast the plane shift spell as if you could actually cast it normally. So
yeah, right, there's a flashback where I'm just like, the keyword is humana, humana, humana.
You can specify a target destination in general terms, such as the City of Brass on the elemental plane of fire or the Palace of Despair on the second level of the Nine Hells.
And you Palace of Boobies!
And you appear in or near that destination. Okay. So, where do you want to go? Based on your knowledge of Dungeons & Dragons and the multiverse, where would you like to go?
I want to go somewhere where I would most likely be able to heal the Rimborn.
I don't know where that is. You tell me.
So the realm of big-breasted nurses, right?
So yeah. let's go off the knowledge that we've gained in this campaign alone, right?
Right, right, right.
We have knowledge about different colored dragons, which ones are helpful to humanity or, you know, adventurers, and which ones are not. And I believe it's the gold dragons that are helpful.
Sure. Fine.
That's what the legends told us.
Yeah. So maybe maybe a plane where there's like gold dragons.
Yeah, that makes sense.
They both would have the magics necessary to save our friend.
Let's do multiple choice.
Okay.
That may be easier.
Okay.
Could you maybe do like the vault of somewhere where you know there'll be magical items possibly?
Yeah, do I have to go to another plane?
Yes.
Okay.
And you wanted to eat this item. Come on.
I was just.
I'm dying.
We've got you, bro. We fucking...
I've got you!
Look, I threw a gnome 140 feet to save your life.
I'm still dying. I'm still bleeding out here.
Yeah, we'll see. Alright. Here's the choices. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
You can go to... the astral plane. Angels. The realm of thought and dream, where visitors travel as disembodied souls to reach the outer planes. You can go to the ethereal plane, a misty, fog-bound dimension. Its shores overlap the material plane so that every location on those planes has a corresponding location on the ethereal plane. So you could go to the ethereal farm.
Right, right.
The Feywild, you know, land of elves and fey and whatnot.
I'm thinking...
You're not there. The Shadowfell, also known as the Plane of Shadow, dimension of black, gray, and white, where most other color has been leached from everything. It's a good one. Good choice. The Plane of Air, Plane of Fire, Plane of Earth, Plane of Water. The Outer Planes... Mount Celestia, Bytopia, Elysium, yada, yada, yada. Hades, where these things came from.
No.
Gehenna. Arcadia, Sigil.
I'm thinking Thoughts and Dreams.
The first one.
Fae seemed pretty...
Or Fae, yeah. Thoughts and Dreams or Fae is what I'm leaning towards.
Let's make a decision. Go.
This is your choice.
Thoughts and Dreams is my first.
All right, astral plane. You appear with Durimbor's body, his slowly dying body. It is, you land with a sploosh in some sort of liquid. Unsure of what sort of liquid this may be. It has a quite silvery appearance. And as you kind of, as you sploosh and look up, you're kind of holding on. There's a lot of buoyancy to this liquid or whatever it is. So Durimbor's body is just kind of floating there.
Okay.
And the more you struggle, the more you sink. So you just kind of float there too, trying to be calm. When you look up, you see there's another ocean just like this one, but the ceiling. So you're not sure whether you're on the top or the bottom. And then other than that, you see void in between you. It's like a void sandwich. With silvery ocean as the bread. Okay, sounds good. Great.
Good choice.
That was Gormog's turn. Gags, what do you do?
Okay, I thought that was my turn. Can I try to identify the liquid that we're in, like what properties it has?
It's magic. Let's call it nature.
Nature? Okay, I'll do nature.
What this is not.
10.
It's not water. It has a vaguely metallic taste to it. So some kind of metal, liquid metal.
Magnesium.
All right, what do you do? Durinbor's dying. Mud is clearly less dense than the water, so it just kind of floats there.
I mean, try to push his blood back in his body.
Nice.
Shit.
Need a medicine check?
Yeah, I'll do that.
Please don't make this worse.
Sounds good. Okay, you know
he made it worse.
You try to push his blood back in his body. Unfortunately, that's not the way to do it.
Fuck. Great.
This is effective as it sounds.
Grant, what do you do? Gags, think of something. Grant, what do you do?
Can I kind of skip off towards Gormung? Get as far as I can away from the burning building, the hidden monster, the other thing, which is bloody terrifying.
Losing your stealth?
If I want to move quickly, do I have to lose my stealth?
Only because of the lack of cover.
Fair enough. Will I get close enough to be able to say anything to Gormung?
Yeah,
so I'll do that, and I'll shout at Gormung.
Losing your stealth, the moment you shout.
Yeah, losing my stealth, and I'll shout at Gormung, there's a fucking huge thing. Fucking huge. And then I'm going to use my bonus action to stealth.
Okay, if I can. So you dive into the dirt underneath the soil.
Yeah.
Like a mole. Great, there it is.
Wow.
I think maybe I dive into the dirt first and then shout. So it's a bit less effective at stealthing.
I
you're like the mole man, you're here, like, it doesn't matter.
I respond in kind, saying, come to me, Grant. We have a plan.
The creature with the green creature will use its move action to move 30 feet and then teleport 60 feet. Which puts him sort of in a triangle with, you know, Gormung, Grant, and the creature. And then telepathically it asks Gormung, where did the small one go?
Up your ass. And then I...
of course I get left here with Gormung.
Well, would you rather have been left here with me right now?
If you weren't dying, yes.
Then it will attempt to hypnotize Gormung in the same way that it did Durinbor. I need you to make a wisdom saving throw.
Yo. I got this shit.
Don't build it up to fucking that. Roll it, dudes.
How about a 16?
One shy.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Oh, you dick.
It has a saving throw of 17.
The large creature, once again, still does not quite know that its building is on fire.
Well, I did say that a gnome is up his ass, so I'm pretty happy with my life right now.
Durinbor! Alright.
That's saving throw.
I'm not even gonna look at it. I'm not gonna look.
You're good.
Okay. Nice!
Oh, God.
There you go.
Two and two now, huh?
Yeah.
daring plan. Gormung, what do you do?
So what am I? I can't. I'm stunned or something.
Yes, you are currently incapacitated. You can speak in faltering speech. Grant, you look up. You see Gormung is staring at the creature. The creature intends to murder Gormung and you. In
question,
short sequence.
Graham.
Yeah.
Is this one of those weird things where I can do damage to myself to snap myself out of it?
You can't move. You can't, like, take an action.
Yeah, I don't think you can, because you can't take an action.
Okay.
If Grant were to attack you, maybe we'll talk.
It's going to be one of those things where he's like, crit.
27 damage.
In 5 feet.
That's cool. I'll just throw the fire on you.
Okay.
There you go.
Well, I guess I can't really do much.
That sounds good. Get. What do you got?
Talk to me.
Okay, so I don't know if this is will be too many actions, but I would like to try another medicine check And then I want to push us back into our the plane that we came from, our home plane, to try and gather the rest of the group up.
Okay, so this is going to be a medicine check. Got to do better than 5 this time.
Yeah, we'll see. All right. 12?
All right, good enough to stabilize. Okay.
Nice. I'm not dying.
He's still 2 death saving throws for the encounter, okay? Yep. Right. I'll still cover the same encounter. All right, I need 1 intelligence check to try and use the amulet in a manner that you intend.
Okay. Nice. 18.
Is the modifier the same for the save and the other one? Just an unskilled check?
It was save both times.
Yeah, I've got a 4 in intelligence and.
Yeah. Okay, that's fine. And bards don't get intelligence save proficiency, do they?
No, I don't have proficiency in it.
Fair enough. So let's call that that's a success. So you can go to the plane you intend to go to.
Okay. I want to. Is it possible to sort of aim where I think Gormong and Grant might be?
Well, remember, you can say exactly where you want to show up, and it's especially easier if you've been there before too.
Right. So yeah, I want to go where I recollect Grant and Gormong would be standing.
Can you? I thought it just shifted you where you were, because last time they came back exactly where they were.
You appear in or near that destination.
Okay.
So let's do this. I want you to roll a d12.
Okay.
You're coming out in the building, dude.
Why do you always fuck things 11. Up for us, Grant?
Alright, I want you to roll a D100.
Oh, you're coming out with the building.
No, he's actually gonna be in the Yugoloth.
15.
Like Gormung said.
So from the street, which is the axis of 12 o'clock to 6 o'clock, you are at 11 o'clock, 15 feet away from the center of the battle. So you're right there.
Okay.
You Naruto out of nowhere.
Oh no, you forgot Durimbor. No, just kidding.
I'm just forever.
I did say I was bringing him back.
Right, to the thing that wants to kill me.
Grant, what do you got? Among us, incapacitated.
I did tell you we had a plan, and Gags just showed up out of nowhere, magically.
And Gormung's not doing anything.
And I would have. You would have seen this happen to things. So put 2 and 2 together, bro. Let's see if you can do it.
All right. I'm gonna punch him.
That's not what I would have done, but okay.
I'm gonna punch him in his stupid face.
I like the idea that my face breaks your hand.
We will see. What do I have to do to punch him in the face, Graham?
Just a strength attack.
Okay.
You have to beat a 20. You just like my head doesn't move because I have a strength score of 20s.
Actually, because he's incapacitated, you have advantage.
Did not help. Rolled worse than my advantage.
You're right. Okay, great. Nothing happens. The Yugoloth.
Can I bonus stealth, please?
Did they hide behind Gormung?
I was going to anyway, even if it worked, because he'd probably want to hit me back.
Make stealth check.
You couldn't punch me hard enough to make that happen.
Never mind.
You hide on the opposite side of the body that you were supposed to. you hired me. That's what you've done. He's not here anymore.
All right, so the creature raises once again this non-existent eyebrow. And because Gormung is, at the moment, incapacitated, he will take this opportunity to... He can use his hypnotic gaze and make 3 attacks. So he is going to first attempt to hypnotize Grant and incapacitate him in the same manner. So Grant, make a wisdom saving throw.
Ah. Huh. 12.
Not good enough.
You're incapacitated. At the same time, he's now going to take 3 advantage attacks against Gormung. Because he's going, at the end of this turn, he's going to be out of incapacitated.
Bring it, motherfucker. So after this turn, I'm awake? Is that what's happening?
Right. So does 19 hit?
Nope.
Okay. 22?
Yes, I have AC 20, so...
Alright, so that's going to be just 7 slashing damage.
Oh no!
And only 15, so long miss.
Cool.
Your armor's simply too much. At this point, the creature makes some sort of hand motion as if he's speaking, but you don't hear the recipient of the, or you don't hear the speech. You don't know who the recipient is. It's clearly not any of you because you don't hear anything.
Yeah, let me. It, on the subtitles, it says, "Yo, Fitty, hit that big ass ramp."
Yeah. No, cuts for like the silent film speech.
Yeah.
I know I can't do anything, but I could probably take a guess at what he's doing.
He, through the flaming farmhouse, the bursting amongst the flames. The flames don't seem to hinder the creature whatsoever.
I didn't really expect him to be honest.
You're just like burning people's shit.
Rips through the farmhouse. This enormous bull-headed, huge, 20-foot-tall, demonic creature, which looks just like that.
Awesome.
I poo myself again.
Yep.
just little squirts out.
Roll for poo. Poo check.
A little. Oh man, you're like a gaping hole.
Enormous, strong, brute creature notices. Yeah, there he is. Because you guys are kind of on the same plane. You are near enough that he would notice.
Yes. Durimbor. You're on the same plane of existence, you could say.
Durimbor, you have enough strength to whisper some words of encouragement to your allies.
I hate all of you.
Gorbo.
All right. I do have my bardic inspiration, I just remembered.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do, Graham, is I'm going to pick up Grant.
You're going to pick up Grant, okay?
I'm going to throw him at the bull.
Aww.
I'm not, actually. I'm going to pick him up. I'm going to pick him up.
The bull is on.
And I'm going to run us both over to Gags.
All right. Taking an attack of opportunity?
Is he that close to me? I guess he was attacking me, so that makes sense, yeah.
Take the hit, dude.
Yeah, it's a cheap hit. It's only one, not even an advantage anymore.
Okay, yeah, I'm okay with that.
All right, 22 hits.
Mm-hmm.
10 slashing.
Okay, I will take that.
And then you run 60 feet, basically splitting the difference between Gags and the...
I will action surge.
Yeah.
And run the remainder.
Double sprint. There he is. Gags, there he is.
Oh, thank God!
We've got Grant.
Everybody! Huh? Everybody, hold on! And we're going to go to my second choice, which was the Land of the Fae.
Feywild, got it. Make an intelligence check. You get to go where you want to go. No, you don't. Let's see where you do go instead.
Fuck. Damn it, Gags.
Season 2 of Omen. We're just...
trying to get that home.
Yeah.
Fucking quantum leap.
Home.
Maybe the next leap will be the leap home.
On a failure, you and each creature and object within 15 feet of you, all of your allies, travel to a random destination. Roll a D100.
Oh, yeah, motherfucker.
15.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah. That's low. Low is good.
On a 1 to 60, you travel to a random location on the plane you intended.
Oh.
Okay. So a random location in the Feywild. Let's see where that is. That's Dungeon Master's guy getting the juice out today.
Inside the anus of a minotaur.
A land of soft lights and wonder, a place of music and death. It is a realm of everlasting twilight with glittering fairy lights bobbing in the gentle breeze and fat fireflies buzzing through groves and fields. The sky is alight with the faded colors of an ever-setting sun, which never truly sets. They remain stationary, dusky, and low in the sky. Oh boy.
So
and we will know exactly where they show up after we take a break.
So basically we're playing Berserk now.
Twilight sunset beach. Okay. Sand, dark water, sort of that glassy, black, still water that happens in the sort of dead of night, but it's sort of a perpetual sort of gold color.
If you're in it, you wouldn't know which way is up or down, sort of thing?
Yeah, something like that. But you guys are on the beach. Now, the very first thing that happens is you guys all of a sudden, just like a snap, as if a light switch was turned on in your head, you guys all have spell slots appropriate for your class at this level. It just turns on.
Okay. I would have to look up how much I actually have.
Just like ready to go.
Okay, so we max out how much spell slots we have.
How many spell slots you normally have for a person of your class of your level, that's what you have.
So I wouldn't notice anything?
You don't notice.
Okay.
I'm getting my book.
Everything seems kind of weird and tingling.
Yeah, maybe I'm sort of like looking at my hands and stuff. Like, this place is amazing.
Ow. The room board's still unconscious.
Oh, okay.
But I feel great.
Right. Let me just take a look at my spells, because I might actually have something that can...
7, 10... So I have 12. Okay, sweet. I do have a cure spell.
Oh, great. Perfect. That'll help.
Cure wounds. So I'll burn a spell slot with cure wounds. So you get... I'm casting it at second level. So I'll actually use two spell slots, I guess, right?
Sure.
No, you use a second level spell slot.
Right. Oh, okay, second level spell slot. So that'll be 2d8 plus my spell casting modifier.
I believe your charisma.
Yep. Plus 3. So 2d8 plus 3. For healing for you.
All right. Well, you're casting it, so you should roll it.
Oh, okay. Fuck.
There's a sweet sort of earthy, salty plant-like smell in the air.
Oh, there you go. 15.
So I get 6 spell slots.
How the hell did you do that? Did you snort? Did you snort the planar shifty thingy?
No,
I don't know. I felt the power.
He's not the only one.
What? And you were just, instead of telling me and everyone that you could suddenly use magic.
Well, I mean, to be fair, Grant, like I feel it too. You don't feel anything because you know you're handicapped.
No, I don't feel anything. Wait. I feel a little weird, tingly.
Oh, don't tell me I'm dead and you guys are here.
Yes, you've been dead for 1,000 years.
That's it.
Welcome back to the world of tomorrow.
Oh yeah, by the way, I think I owe you one of these, and I just fucking wallop Grant in the face as hard as I can.
Oh, Maybe I'm in heaven.
I'll take it.
Okay, can I do that too?
Remember, you have spell slots, right?
Yeah. You guys smell something here? It smells good though.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
I mean, do I not take damage from that punch? Because I would imagine I would.
It's 1d2.
I'm proficient though, Graham.
So?
Well, it's one damage plus your strength mod, so 5. So 6 damage.
Six damage.
Okay. So I'm down to this. Ow!
That's almost as strong punch as possible.
Why? What was that for?
You punch me in the face, so I punch you in the face. That's how this works.
Yeah, but I was trying to help you. I was trying to snap you out of it.
You guys notice now that you've sort of come to grips with your current, not really a predicament, sort of your current lottery in this particular situation. Notice there's some wild sweet grasses along the beach, some sort of coastal vegetable.
Oh yeah, Graham, I'm all about this shit. Let me know. Let's see what we find.
Okay.
Intelligence
check.
So who's going to tell me what's going on?
Wait, what? Intelligence check?
Yeah, you want to make a check?
Fuck yeah, I do. So just intelligence straight?
Yeah, well, with proficiency, because, just
because.
Okay. Because of your cooking skill.
Yeah.
10.
Okay. So it is relatively difficult for crops to grow this close to the ocean because of the salt content, okay? And this is something that you would know. So this it's clearly a food. It smells sweet in a way that a wild vegetable or fruit would be, but it's a food that you've never heard of before nor tasted. It's some sort of extra planar, other planar vegetable food, something like in the kelp family, but a surface vegetable.
I'm chasing a particular flavor, and I have been for my entire life. Without hesitation, Graham, after like investigating this thing, I put it in my mouth and I eat it.
Okay. Despite its proximity to what you presume is salt water, it has a very sweet smell to it, a little bit acidic, a little bit like an algae, but it is not altogether unpleasant. It's a lot sweeter than you would expect for an ocean vegetable. In fact, because of this vegetable and the way it tastes, you would think that that's not salt water. You would think it's sugar water.
Interesting.
Yeah, ocean.
I'm gonna sit down next to Durimbor, pat him on the shoulder, and say, "So we were all defeated and stunned by that big googly thing, and he then, after he had us at his mercy, he banished us to a plane of eternal torment. Welcome back."
I think while Gormung's and is searching, I'll also explain to Grant and Durimbor kind of what Gormung and I deduced about the planes.
Yeah, in the background, somebody you can hear him being like,
broken.
"Oh my god, this one's sweet as well. What the fuck?"
Yeah.
Wait, so I'm for a plane of torment, this place is not that bad.
No, I'm sure it'll be terrible. Just wait for it to kick off.
I think you're saying that. A little bit. So we had to go to an afterlife to get magic.
I took us to the Feywilds.
Apparently,
the Feywilds.
Gags. Why?
Oh. Is the Feywild the realm of torment?
You're sitting on the side with my missing ear. I couldn't hear what you were doing. Oh. My fault.
Right. So you're saying that we have magic. Let me.
Can't you feel it?
No, maybe.
Wait, is this the first time that you've had magic in your person at all, ever?
Yeah. This is the first time Rimbor's had magic.
Oh, shit. Okay. Yeah.
Take my hand, sweet summer child.
I'm older than you.
Oh, are you sure?
Guys, are you not as wise?
I'm 210.
Yeah, you win.
okay. So why am I taking your hand? Your hand? Why is your hand so small? It's like you're the size of a football.
With your hand being the relative size, if the football had hands.
It's like a little baby hand.
Now what?
Yeah, good question. Now what?
I have your hand.
Close your eyes. No. So yeah, no.
You're not gonna lick my hand.
We need to. We need to. We need to figure out why the planes are leaking into one another.
Are they leaking?
We need to hold hands to do that.
I mean, where did? Just let it happen.
I don't want this to happen. I think Grant is right. This is the realm of torment.
Thanks for the host, Floof Knight. It's about fucking time.
My bad.
So listen, when shit, what was that stone called that we ate?
Wildstone.
When we ate this wildstone, so you weren't there for that.
No, I remember you telling me about eating a rock after your good friend, the dwarf, died.
Yeah.
I mean, friends.
He saved my life many times.
So I walk over, I've got like this handfuls of just like this fruit or this vegetable. I'm just like,
he would have wanted it, trust us.
So I had made a wish, and my wish was to be able to tell the greatest story ever told. But of course, what happened? Hand? Okay, fine.
Thanks.
But what happened? I don't know if that wish came true or not, but what happened was. You know, Negagax. You've met him. The one that tastes delicious? Like, yeah.
I didn't taste him. The one who was at the
in
DSL.
Front of Durimbor, okay, I, like, spark a flame in my hand.
Shit.
And I light, like, a campfire. And I throw these herbs, like, onto, like, some sticks over the top. And I start cooking them. And I was like,
the hell?
Oh, yeah, magic, yeah, pretty cool, huh?
Gormong,
what?
Can you teach me to do that?
No, fuck you.
Why not? Please.
But I think
I distinctly remember you saying that magic was for what was the people again? Ingrates, lower class citizens, and
idiots.
Grant, something's in the water.
How far away are we from the water?
You guys are on the beach.
We're on the beach. Oh shit. You know, this is all very interesting. Something in the water, guys. Like,
oh yeah, it's an ocean. What did you think? It was empty?
Yes.
Oh.
How why do you even
think? This is the realm of torment. I don't want to be near the water.
Why do you even think it's an ocean? Might just be a really big lake. Who knows?
Can we get away? Where do we go? Is there a house?
Might be a really wide river.
Somewhere else?
This is the problem with him. He's always jumping to conclusions.
I don't want to die again. Just if I had to spend eternity here, I'd rather not do it.
How about we move away from the water?
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea.
Yeah. I put out the fire that Gormung just made with that.
I mean, it's magical, so.
I'm kicking sand over it until it goes out.
Hey, that was lunch. What are you doing?
Hey, have you ever been taught fire safety before? Let's go.
You can see about a mile away, sort of uphill, kind of like the terrain kind of goes up. There's a tree line, but between you and the tree line, you notice that this vegetable, this sort of kelp-like sweet grass, is arranged in like patties, like rice patties, like squares.
Mm-hmm.
Is someone growing this?
There's like narrow roads between the squares, and there are four of these patties between you and the tree line.
This doesn't seem natural. Looks like someone's farming here. I thought you said I was in the afterlife. Who would be farming in the afterlife?
Demons.
Listen, never listen to anything that this fucking idiot says. We came to another plane.
Don't talk about gags like that.
I'm talking about you. We came to another plane using a magical item that we've been harboring for all this time. Okay, that's really all you need to know.
Something following you.
So
it's an evil plane.
The same thing.
What, has it come out of the water?
Came out of the water and now it's kind of... It sounds fairly small.
Okay.
But it has left the water, and you kind of turn around, and you see like the ripples.
So I'm where it left. I'm not really paying attention to my surroundings like I normally would. I'm not like as vigilant as I normally would be, Graham. I'm doing things like exclaiming at how amazing the fauna is here, and how I could make so many interesting meals with something like this. And I'm wondering if these sorts of things would grow in our plane, you know. And maybe I'm spending a bit more time like looking at a thing, see if I can take seeds or a sapling or something like that from me, these things with me, and you know, things like that.
Guys,
so Gorvong is investigating. He's doing some cultivating.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what are you guys doing?
I'm trying to do the fire thing that Gorman does. I'm trying to mimic his hand movements that he was doing.
So you guys are like in between these four like kelp pens.
And Gags, I think Gags is coming to the realization that maybe his wish has come true, except in his mind, his wish was that it was going to be a made-up story, but now he's thinking maybe he's actually living what will soon be the greatest story ever told, but he has to experience it first.
I would like to split off and sneak off and see if I can catch whatever's tailing the group.
Something just like in King Kong or Jurassic Park, something moving the kelp patties around.
Okay.
Like in the kelp.
Nice.
Wait, so if Grant's gone, maybe this is heaven. I don't know.
I just sort of turn around and just be like,
yeah, I honestly don't care where he goes anymore. As far as I know, he's probably ruining our chances with the creatures here by setting up alchemist fire traps. I think it crashed. There's a good chance. Yep. Bye-bye. It crashed. Shit. Let's see if we can... What the hell? Hey, everyone. Welcome back.
Hey.
I don't know what the hell happened there.
What was that?
I don't know.
Grant, what do you do? Where do you go?
I'll follow this thing.
Okay. So you're going to try to trail this thing. Let's make... This is survival for tracking.
Okay. My survival is not as amazing as it could be. But that'll work.
That'll work. So this thing is about 3 feet in length from snout to tail.
Okay.
It is metallic in color, sort of a bronze color. And it is reptilian in nature. It has wings, and it has 4 feet. And it looks like a wormling, a baby dragon, that's just kind of curiously looking at Gormung eating this grass, and it tries to eat some, and it spits it out. Blah!
How big is it? Like
3 feet long, but a yard long from snout to tail.
Can I catch it?
You try.
Hell yeah, let's catch it.
This is a grapple check, so you're going to make athletics, and it's going to make athletics or acrobatics.
I would prefer acrobatics, but if it's... Fine. Yeah?
Yeah. When it's attacking, you have to athletic.
22.
Oh, it's a tie, okay. Well, that's acrobatics, so let's do athletics.
Okay. Even better.
Yes. All right, so you go for it. It notices you and slinks away easily into the kelp.
Damn it! I was hungry.
Kind of shrieks in some sort of language you're not familiar with.
I like shout over the shriek and just like, if you're hungry, why did you kick over lunch?
I didn't kick it over. Yeah. I put it out. There's a difference.
Idiot.
And something was following us. We've got to be careful. We're about to be horribly murdered.
We're in a fucking forest.
I want you to roll initiative, just you.
Me? Okay.
Yeah. So the creature is currently stealth. You can make a perception check, see if you can find out where it is in the grass.
Okay. Yep.
Boom.
Fair enough. Don't know where it is. Do you want to do anything else on your turn?
I would like to try and hide in the grass.
Okay, stealth.
Clever girl.
All right, well.
What the fuck is going on?
Wow.
Now the creature perception check, seeming to find you.
Okay.
No.
Two blind men having a fist fight.
What do you want to do?
I got to find it. Where is that bastard? 21.
What's it? Stealth? Let's check. Okay, there it is. 6 o'clock, right behind you.
I'm going to spin around and shoot it. Fuck it. Right. Fuck it, then.
There's some sort of yelp in surprise, and then now none of it knows where you are. You guys all see this. The kelp patch next to you lights up in as a lightning bolt splits the rice paddy. Also, Grant. Grant, I want you to make a dexterity saving throw. It's relatively easy.
Yes, sir. 23.
You're okay. You dive out of the way, but the kelp patch is split in half and it's kind of like burning lightning fires. The creature runs away in fright because you are, in fact, bigger than it is.
Yes.
But you see you see something in the distance that you didn't see before, a torch in the distance.
I'm going to do my best to put out the fire.
Can I pursue the little beastie?
Yeah, Grant runs off.
That is... I'm going to get this motherfucker.
I like that there was like... Well, you want to just keep going up the mountain? I mean, like...
real quick, how did you do that thing with the fire?
Oh, it's just a visualization thing in your mind's eye. Just think about what you want to do, verbalize it, and then it'll appear.
Come back here, you bitch!
If I wanted to set Grant's pants on fire, I'd have to make a little... Oh... And just like a tiny, like little, like a lighter, like a little spark is in the palm of his hand. Okay.
You're an elf. I'm surprised.
I don't think this is going to help him, but I don't think he's going to light his pants on fire.
Actually, yeah, do that. That'd be
what
fine.
Do you guys do? It appears that whoever owns this farm is coming down to investigate.
Yeah. Is there like a, is the fire going out of control? Like, what's happening here?
That was just like singes.
Okay.
Ah, okay. Gotcha.
Maybe I'm gonna walk out to meet the person here on the farm.
Okay. Yeah. So four patties deep between there. It's the beach. Four kelp patties, and then the tree line. And at the tree line was where the torchlight came from. So you kind of wander up the sort of narrow path in between the patches, and you see a creature, not a human, a creature of some fashion that. I'm not sure that you're entirely familiar with. Out of curiosity, Gorman, I want you to roll a intelligence check just to see if you recognize this, whatever this is.
Okay. With proficiency?
No.
Is this like a Dungeoneering thing? Like, is this from, like, maybe I read it in a book somewhere?
Maybe, yeah.
So with proficiency, then?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is a very large creature.
23.
It looks frighteningly like the large creature that you nearly faced before you vanished out of here. You know from reading and from the legends of myth and whatnot, that this is a minotaur.
Okay.
It's a minotaur with these enormous waist-length dreadlocks, beads in his hair, a huge ring made of some grass of some sort.
So let me ask you this. As an orc, or a half-orc, or having grown up with other orcs, is it familiar in that sense? Like, as in, like, it has the same sort of, like, tribalistic sort of, like,
look to him or anything like that?
Minotaurs are solitary creatures. They don't have
society
the same way that Orc was. So I would say no.
So when it so here's what I do. At the moment he comes into like view, I just sort of stop, and you know I do the friendly like one hand's up and wave sort of thing. It's like, hello.
It looks confused. It speaks some language that you're not familiar with. Unless any of you guys can speak Abyssal, I'm not sure that
Infernal.
Can hear what he's supposed to be saying, but he doesn't appear threatening or threatened. But he just points at your bundle of kelp that's in your arms, and he begins looking, and he kind of snorts.
I don't think he wants you stealing his crops.
So I pull out the the pan or whatever cooking instrument that I have with me.
Yeah,
and I sort of like indicate that I'm like. I'd like to cook a meal from it, and he'd be welcome to join us. You know?
Thanks for the food. We'll cook you something.
Make a charisma check. Just see how well you can.
Mm-hmm. I'm at -1, so this is...
At least it's not me.
Same here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 13.
13's not bad. This sort of a normal everyday kind of request, so not a particularly difficult task to do. He reaches in his sort of belt pouch and he pulls out kind of a rope fashioned out of this kelp stuff. And then he pulls out the sheath for his dagger. It's also made of the same kelp. He shows that his belt and his skirt are made out of the same material.
So they don't eat it, they use it for...
Well, and then he also... He seems to be interested in the idea of what you plan to do with it. So he just kind of... He goes like this to, show me.
Okay. So, what type of rations do we have? Do we have any, actual meat from our plane? Or anything like that?
Grant's not there. He chased after a mysterious dragon that may or may not exist.
Yeah. So what does everyone have? I mean, what does our rations consist of normally?
Mine is mostly dried fruits and salted vegetables, light stuff. Not really a big meat eater.
Okay. Gags?
Just trail rations, really. Fruits, nuts, things like that.
So I would imagine that I have a lot of
You have a very widespread
different
snackums. So I would like to cook some sort of stew casserole, like a very sweet one, and maybe put some of the dried fruit that Drimbor has in his rations in there as well.
Okay. So you take all the stuff, and do you have a pot handy?
Yeah, I have a cooking toolkit.
Okay, so you pull out this pot, you set it on the ground, and you begin to fill it up with a bunch of stuff, and he kind of gets the idea of what you're going for. He walks up to you and he extends an arm, not necessarily for a handshake, but more of an arm clasp.
Like a man shake. Yeah, I get it. How the orcs do. Yeah,
forearm is enormous. Mm-hmm. And minotaurs are, just all muscle.
All right. Can we do a strength competition here?
Sure. Contest, I can do it.
Yeah. 17.
All right. He just kind of goes in for a shake. So, he's not sure. He's not going. So, he's not really giving it to you. Per se, but when he sees that you're gonna do him like that, he's gonna do you real rotten.
Yeah, but I'm smiling, it's not like a.
Yeah, it's he is too. He claps you on the back and he wants to bring you all inside for some hospitality.
Okay,
nice.
So I guess I bring the pot with me.
What about Grant?
He's got a fire pit outside of his small cottage, which is constructed out of a large tree, or somebody has constructed a fire pit over the stone circle, logs split in half with which to sit, classic rusted Feywild hospitality. So it would seem. Grant, where are you at?
Chasing the thing.
He sticks his head up from a bush. He's got like lions under his eyes.
He's got like a big shrub on his head to like camouflage him. Like...
yeah. Grant, make a survival check, see if you can track this thing. This thing's trying to run away from you.
Yes, sir.
I'm gonna go back to the purple one. That one's not good.
11.
All right, so you've lost him for one turn again. See if you can pick up the trail.
20. Well, natural 20.
Two natural 20. Three in a row, actually.
Three in a row, yeah.
That's pretty.
There he is. You're right there. Make another grapple check. This is athletics.
I'm trying to kill him now. So, okay. Can I shoot my bow at him instead?
That's what you have out. Sure.
Yeah. But.
Alright, you don't hit initiative, just me and you. Here we go. This is the battle of me versus Grant.
Now. I like the idea that he dies. he dies because he left the party to chase this fucking thing.
Oh, goddamn.
Yeah. Alright, so this creature now understands what's going on. Sort of in this... Yes. Sort of in this, he gives you some of this kelp to smoke now. Apparently you can do everything with this stuff.
Oh, yeah? When he does that, I will give him some of the stuff that we have to smoke. Like, we'll exchange gifts from different planes and stuff, you know? Like, I'm using, like, dwarvish spices in the... Remember the dwarvish spices that I got? I'm using that in the stew, and, you know, it's... going to be hopefully very different from what he's used to eating, so. But yeah, cultural exchange.
Okay. So who all has a puff of this?
I will have a puff, because why not?
I love
puffs. Yeah, it certainly does.
Constitution saving throw.
Oh, hold on a second.
What? That's some fucking shit right there, game. I have a fucking +7 in that shit. Gags
you
more.
Yeah, just put that away.
I don't need this anymore.
Alright, so... Durimbor and Gags, roll a d6.
Rolling d6.
5.
Oh my god, yeah.
Your guys' individual... Your guys' individual intelligence increases by that much.
Oh.
Temporarily.
Oh, I was about to say, by 6? Fucking shit, dude. Well, that's like temporary. That's like 5 levels of fighter for me.
You just get sick to your stomach.
I'm like, ugh.
Yeah.
I've been eating this kelpie all this time, you know? Like, yeah. You know, like, yeah.
So my intelligence is 24 now?
Wait, is this one of those games where you learn a language for every level of intelligence that you have?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
All right, Grant, here it comes. This thing squared off against you in a clearing in a dramatic fashion. As the borders get real small.
Yeah, Pokemon battle starts happening.
Exactly. Okay, this thing is going to lunge at you, and the here is going to try and bite you, okay?
Grant wants to battle.
The 17 hits you.
Yes.
It's happening. He's going to die by himself in the forest.
4 damage. 4 piercing damage.
Okay.
How much HP do you have?
You did punch me.
I did punch you.
And it's going to exhale something called repulsion energy, which is in the book. I've never heard of it before, so just now.
Okay. I'm glad I could help.
It exhales repulsion energy in a 20-foot cone. I need you to make a strength saving throw.
Would this be where my evasion could take effect?
Prone, so there's an area of effect, so I suppose so.
Okay, so a strength saving throw?
Yes.
11.
All right, not enough. On a failed save, the creature is pushed 30 feet away from the dragon, okay?
Okay.
No damage, but you are pushed 30 feet away. Right. Which I imagine you were 10 feet away to begin with, so let's say you're 40 feet away from the dragon. What do you do?
Can I bonus action and try and slip out of its gaze? Basically stealth.
Sure.
Okay. 14, is that good enough?
14 is its passive perception, so I'm saying no.
Okay, fair enough. I will shoot my bow at it.
All right.
14, is that good enough?
No.
This thing's gonna kick your ass.
I'm good.
All right. Aria,
good?
Grant used turbo. It's not very effective.
You know what? It's going to since you're. It has a 40-foot range on its lightning breath. That's what it's going to use.
Okay.
Oh, you fuck, nerd.
Dexterity, which he can pass easily. So dexterity saving throw.
I mean, don't say that. I know where you're set at 12.
12 is not enough.
No.
You won't get zapped.
19 lightning damage.
Oh my god.
And I can't use my what's my
you
one
stealth this turn. You can't fucking do it, man.
No, he's talking about his reactionary thing.
The uncanny dodge.
Dodge, but that's only on attack rolls, not skill checks. Okay. I think next level is you get the one against spells like that.
Okay, so
he's gonna stay at range 40 feet away. What do you do?
How much damage do I take? Sorry,
19.
What's your HP right now?
None of your business. I am going to can. Okay,
sorry, one sec. You're level 7, right? Well, yeah, you should
eight.
Be. If you're, yeah. So you do have evasion. If it's a dexterity saving roll, throw, and you fail, you only take half the damage. All right,
so okay.
So I take how much?
10.
10. Okay.
And if you succeed, you take no damage instead of ones that would make you take half.
Okay.
That's pretty strong.
Okay, so I will... okay, Graham, could I drop my bow and get my rapiers out? Yeah. And then go stealth?
Sure. Yeah. You can try.
18?
Now Grant's becoming the clever girl.
Alright, you disappear. You're stealth.
The little dragon's got a safari hat and a shotgun. It's like,
can I do anything else, or would that be everything?
We'll say you still have a main action, because switching weapons, we'll call it a bonus action, and stealthing and all that. Well, I guess stealthing would then be your main action, so...
Yeah. Okay, yeah, fair enough.
The creature will scan the area again, trying to find you. Natural 1 cannot find you. He's now got his back to you. What do you do?
Like to charge him and get some hits in.
All right.
Okay, it's been a long time since I've used my rapiers, so...
We should have set them up so that they work. Because I remember, because you were doing some weird shit with your rapiers, so...
So, I do an... I do an attack with my first main rapier, which I assume breaks me out of stealth.
So, here's what happens, right? It's back's turn to you, but it has, like, these weird sort of, like, colors on the back that make it look like eyes. So you get freaked out for a second because you think it's looking at you.
And then there's a record scratch. Yep, that's me.
Yeah, that's me. You wouldn't think I'm the guy that saved the world, but that's...
would I be able to attack with my offhand as well as my main rapier, or...
Why not? Let's get crazy.
Let's get crazy.
Yeah, please. All right, it turns around and it's going to take a chomp out of you. Here it comes. 18 hits, right?
Yep.
All right, that's 7 piercing damage.
If so.
Takes a bite out of your forearm. What do you do? It's going to try to recharge one of its breath weapons, which it does not. What do you do?
I'm gonna hit it with my rapier.
I mean, try. You can try.
22.
Yeah. Hey.
For 8.
Nice. That's pretty good.
And offhand, 19.
52 more damage to go.
For 8.
Okay. Good. Okay. It's not happy now. It's gonna bite you in the face somehow. It's gonna try. 23.
Hits.
10 piercing damage.
Can I, because I didn't stealth, can I use, does evasion count? Sorry, I'm not entirely sure how evasion works.
Evasion's for dex saves, man.
Referee?
Well, I've got evasion and I've got uncanny dodge.
Uncanny dodge is when you use your bonus action, but because you used your offhand, you can't.
Uncanny dodge is reaction, sorry.
Yeah, uncanny dodge is reaction.
Is it reaction? What's the one with a bonus then?
I think that's the evasion.
Bonus action, he can stealth, dodge, or disengage as bonus.
Oh, right, I'm thinking dodge. Yeah, okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, the uncanny dodge is take half damage, so would that be 5?
Yep.
Okay.
What do you do?
I hit it with my rapier.
I like the idea that this Minotaur is sitting there talking to us, and in the subtitle is like, yeah, I have this pet dragon that...
And I'm sitting there just like high on my mind. I'm like, I can see everything.
Yeah. No, not today. It's coming back at you retaliating. Hits again. 13 piercing damage.
Uncanny dodge.
Yep. 6.
Sorry, 6.
You're having such a hard time with this thing.
It recharges his breath weapon. Ready for next turn. What do you do?
I hit it. No. No.
Hit him with this pointy end. You're just like waving a flame in the round as it's biting. You're like, ah.
How does Gormung do this?
It's so much easier standing at the back. That's
the dominant creature is toying with the human.
16?
Yeah.
Hits.
12 piercing damage.
So 6.
Okay. And here comes the breath weapon.
You're right here. It bites you like across the face, then it uses lightning breath.
Oh.
Dexterity saving throw.
23.
All right.
So no damage.
No damage, actually.
No damage, yeah. So,
so he bites you and just like
rapier. Yes.
No, you can't. Oh! I can get him. He's.
I mean, everyone gets one, right? Like,
17.
All right. Head comes off.
Oh.
What? His head or the dragon's head? Can you be clear?
Did I stab myself? Okay.
Lightning splays through the meat as the head comes off.
I maybe sit down for a couple of minutes to recover. I'm not doing too well.
What's your max health? Give us an idea.
My max health, or what am I at?
Your max health, and then where you're at right now.
So what's your max health?
My max health is 49.
So on a scale of 1 to 49, how do you feel?
5.
Graham, you were so close. So close. We could have had a good character coming in next turn.
That 20 was...
A good favor. Okay, so we diagonal wipe. So Gags is there. He's like, everything.
Oh, man!
Big version of everything. Everything small is just a small version of everything big. Whatever. You guys are there. You're having some stew that Gormung has finished with the kelp. With the sort of land kelp.
What did you think of it, by the way?
It's taken on sort of a spinachy quality, sort of an iron quality to it, which the Minotaur happens to really enjoy. Along with the spices, it's got a very bloody kind of flavor to it, which the Minotaur enjoys.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a bit too harsh for you guys.
Yeah, I'm still like, we're still sitting on the log like, hi, Gags. Are you feeling this?
I think it's kicking in, man.
What is that stuff?
It's kelp.
I can't just be Kelp. I feel like I understand so much more of the universe.
Me too.
Like, I'm like 25% smarter than I was previously.
The Minotaur breaks out. He goes inside for a second. He says, like, wait here.
Oh, I understood him.
He goes and gets a, like, stone slab and a piece of charcoal, and he begins to draw and try and communicate with you. He shows himself on, like, he draws sort of a Minotaur, like a stick figure with horns, and he says, you know, that's me. And then he shows sort of a maze, like, it draws, like, a maze, like, a labyrinth, and then draws, like, a house. And then he draws a big convoluted arrow.
Yeah.
And then he puts the ground.
So
here.
I ask him for the slab.
Yeah.
I draw above all of it a circle, like an oval, and I draw four of us falling out of the circle.
Okay.
And see if he recognizes that.
Oh, he says, he just kind of like shakes his head, like understanding, but sort of sad about it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So we didn't go through his labyrinth like he wanted us to. We kind of cheated by coming from above.
Right.
Well, we made him the stew. That's about as much apologies. Where is Grant?
He points to you guys, and he says, and he points to him. And then he points to the house that he drew.
Mm-hmm. He wants us to go inside?
Maybe he wants us to follow him through the labyrinth to the house.
Yeah, man.
Okay. Sure.
I'm going to test something here. I'm going to say in Sylvan, can you understand me?
He doesn't react as if he can.
Okay. Might be worth a try. Well, Sylvan is the voice of the Fae, so it was worth a shot.
Which is a clue.
Yeah.
Which is me.
I say in Orcish, do you understand me?
Yes. As far as you can turn, it's all the same language.
Mm-hmm. What did Gormung say?
Oh, I was... more stew? Yes. Help yourself.
I feel like I'm finally getting that old fire thing you were talking about.
Huh?
Grant stumbles out of the kale patch.
With the animal thing, whatever the fucking hell I just killed. Like a pheasant.
Why are you all covered in bite marks?
Because I got bitten, Drimble. Because I got bitten.
So on the stone slab, there's four of us falling out of the portal, right? I draw a dunce's hat on like one of them, and I tap it, and then I point to Grant coming out of the Kelpie patch.
So,
Gorman, can you cook up some food with this, maybe?
We're already eaten. I'm sorry.
I'm good.
I'll just keep it for later then.
I mean, you're welcome to cook it up yourself.
I can't cook.
Yeah, that's weird, huh?
Yeah.
What is that?
I don't know. I think it's maybe a bird of some kind.
Why? You didn't know what it is, or you killed it?
I kill lots of things, and I don't know.
It looks like you had a lot of trouble.
I killed a giant fucking dragon once. I didn't know what it was.
I still don't believe you on that.
Gormung, did I kill a giant fucking dragon?
It was actually Pudmi that did it.
No, I'm pretty sure I got the killing blow.
Ah, Pudmi. He probably was a great guy.
No, he was a great guy. He never looked up. He was an idiot.
I mean, he was always looking down from the stories you guys told me. He was always looking down at you guys on the floor, dying.
I never had to save me.
So what is this? What is this Minotaur wanting us to do with following him into the maze?
Can someone maybe see to my wounds? I'm pretty fucking bloody, by the way.
Oh, that magic was for idiots.
All right, I'll do cure wounds.
Oh, gags,
but only first level, not second.
Yeah, I can't waste too many spell slots.
Yeah, no, I'm just on the verge of death.
Hold on. Okay.
Yeah, but you did that yourself.
No, I'll give him two.
I didn't do it myself. A fucking bird did it to me.
Hold on. Let me look at this bird thing. I have a crazy plan here.
His eye, his one good eye goes wide whenever you cast some kind of magic, and he points to Gag's like his hands. And then he points to the house that he drew again.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he's saying magic.
Magic lives there. Yeah, let's go there, man. Hey, hey, Grant.
I want to see this bird thing. Do you have its head?
I just gave you 14 health pellets, man.
Oh. No, I think I noted it down.
Oh God. Okay.
Yeah. No. It's like hello, Drimble. How are you doing, Gag?
Okay. Just put it on the ground.
What do you want to do with me, Gag?
I don't. Did it go like that? Can it talk? Was it able to talk? Did you kill a talking bird?
It probably offered him three wishes, and he was jealous of it or something.
Okay, place them on the ground.
Both parts?
Yeah, place them like it was. Okay. Put the head like there, okay,
put the head back on, yeah.
All right, so I'm going to try something here. And...
You're going to heal it, aren't you? I like it.
No, I'm going to use it as a as like a blueprint, like as a design for the Find Familiar spell.
Okay.
Ooh.
So obviously it's not going to be nearly as big. It'll be like a 1 foot size of it. But yeah, like a little spectral bird that he killed.
It's not a bird at all, just for the records.
Yeah. The Minotaur, he sees that you're kind of conversing. He kind of looks sad and dejectedly stands up and kind of motions to the area, makes a sleeping motion, and then gets up to trudge back inside.
All right, so first thing in the morning, we're going to follow him to the magic house.
I don't even know who that is. Who is that?
That's our friend.
What's his name?
Minnie.
Minnie.
Right. Minnie the Minotaur.
Yeah, Minnie the Minotaur. Minnie.
You're not allowed naming privileges, Gags. I thought we
that's right. No, he is a mighty warrior. You must respect him. Give mighty him same like Maximum.
Gags or the Minotaur.
His name's Gags.
Right.
Too many things called Gags already.
Yeah. So you guys head off to sleep. I'll finish up here.
I'm going to watch because I like. Are you using this up? Like,
no, it should be fine.
Yeah, so I can like, cook it afterwards.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know if it's a good idea to eat a strange thing you found in another plane, but
isn't that what you guys just all fucking did?
After Gormung ate it, yeah. Okay, I never eat anything first. What's wrong with you?
Too Gags, important. Can you stay here and eat this with me?
Oh, sure, man. I do kind of have the munchies.
Mm. Right. After I'm done with the ritual, a small little lightning bird thing shows up. He's not the same color. He's a little more, I'd say he's a little more gray than bronze. What's that?
The Find Familiar spell?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you just like have this pet dragon now?
It doesn't really do much. They're there.
I'm not sure it's a dragon. It was lizard like, but
it has it has a lizard. Breath spell, man. It's a dragon.
Oh, he doesn't gain any special abilities or anything. It's just a little friend. That's all it does.
Yeah, Dirk comes out of nowhere and there's Walzer as well. Oh man, they're in the Fae lands. They came here after death.
Past start coming through. Yeah.
So yeah, I guess I'll cook this thing for myself and Gags.
Oh, please fail it.
Over an open flame, it takes an hour and a half to penetrate the scales because you didn't descale it.
I don't know that I should descale it.
Yeah. I'm just sort of watching from the background, just being like.
So you realize that its scales are literally hunks of bronze metal.
Can I descale it then and keep the bronze?
I like the idea that he's just like, oh, that's bronze. Ow, it's hot now. I want it though.
So you have 15 pounds of bronze scales.
Wait.
And when the meat is cooked, as far as you can tell, you don't really know. And Gormung is, pettily not telling you how to do anything. The meat is extremely tough. It's almost like it shocks you when you eat it, which keeps you awake through the long endless night. But
he didn't ground the meat.
In other case, it's not particularly good. He eats it out of spite anyway.
Gags will like take a bite and then like when Grant isn't looking, I'll spit it out. Be like, "Yeah, man, this is delicious."
I don't mind if he eats it or not. I just wanted to make sure it wasn't poison.
Gorman, no spices, no treatment, no technique.
I'm just like,
no.
Basically, put it on a stick.
Lucky, you're lucky he's not poisoned. The meat, you notice, Gormung notices that the creature has a sac where it's next to its lungs that contains a fluid that when the animal died, it diffused into the meat, which is what gives it that shocking quality, just like a poison would. And like a...
Yeah, the last line of defense against predators.
All right.
Yeah.
So do I not get to rest then?
It's hard. You can rest if you want, if you choose to.
Well, yeah.
You guys sleep, like, it doesn't look like nighttime out here. It looks like sunset still.
Well, I kind of need a bit of a rest to recover, I think.
So. Oh, that's up to you.
Well, the big, and this is me talking. Can we take a break, guys? Like, we don't need to follow that guy wherever, buddy. What's his name, Mini?
Well, no, I think he's just going to bed. I think when he gets up tomorrow or whatever that is here, we're going to follow him to some place of magical power.
Why? Did he tell you this?
That's kind of seems what we interpreted on the stone drawings that he was making.
I mean, I don't have a better bloody plan, so all right. Should we turn in for the night?
All we need to do is make sure that we stay close together in case we need to jump again.
You shouldn't be running off like that. We have to leave. No traps.
No traps. I will set up an alarm, but no fucking traps. Because you're banned from traps. We've been over this.
No, and you said I was allowed now.
No.
I made a very compelling argument.
No.
And you said it was okay.
I said it was okay if you first, you know, trap your corpse, because you'd be dead.
I'm not dead. I can't trap my corpse. I'm dead.
I'll do an alarm ritual, and then
I'm gonna set up some traps.
Fuck you. Don't do it. You'll kill the Minotaur, man.
Fuck him. I don't know him.
No, he's good. He's a friend. No need for traps.
Well, I'm not trapping where he went. I'm trapping, like, the field and stuff.
It doesn't have any mechanical effect, but I'm going to say that the lack of a day-night cycle here, you sleep a little bit less than you mean to. So you're a little bit groggy, but you still get the benefit of a long rest, even though you don't sleep 8 hours. Okay. But you kind of all wake up independently of each other, just kind of like not sure what time it is, not sure if you should be waking up. You know, just sort of strange, groggy, especially now that the kale smoke is worn off entirely, your intelligence goes back to normal.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know what I had last night, but...
What did I do?
Do I just... Is long rest just recover, or do I roll hit dice? I can't remember.
No, it's recover. It's recover. It's full recover and half your hit die if you had used them before.
I had not. I feel better.
Okay. How many hit die do we have again? Like, what's the...
Based on your level.
Oh, so if like, I'm level 8, I have 8 hit die?
You should have 8 hit die. Mine are a little different because I have a class in fighter. That hit die is a 10, where all the others is a 6.
Mm-hmm.
So mine's up to 4. On the... The stumps around the fire pit, there's a pot of tea.
Oh.
I love tea.
It's kale tea. Or kelp tea.
Nice.
Apparently the only food.
I'll drink it.
It's just all purpose.
Yeah.
He's actually he's actually a fucking hipster, you know?
Yeah.
We got our morning kelp tea or something.
Hey, I was making kelp tea before it was cool.
Yeah.
Hey, so, apparently, last night I made this little guy.
so you don't even remember?
I don't know. I do need a name for
him. What did you have sex with the Minotaur?
I don't think I did.
How about Zeppelbor?
Not too long.
Zeppelbor. It goes with your name.
You're an idiot.
I don't see what that has to do with anything. We're trying to be helpful here, Gormong.
Why don't you just call it something like Max?
That's I'm just going to name it, like, I'm just going to name Tom. I think Tom is good.
Tom the Dragon, familiar.
Tom the Dragon. Yeah.
I mean, why don't you just call him Puff?
Oh, he doesn't like Tom. I'll have to think of a name later.
Puff. Call him Puff.
The Minotaur comes around one of the rice patch or one of the kelp patches with sort of this overflowing basket of some sort of purple slop. Mm. It's still, you know, twilight outside.
Does he die from fucking Grant's stupid fucking trap?
No. I don't know. How good are your traps?
Would there be a roll I can do to...
Oh my god, I can't believe this is fucking happening.
What did I say last time when you destroyed the business?
I didn't.
It was
really
survival. Last time.
Was survival. Make survival check.
21.
God damn it.
Pretty damn. I make pretty. But keep in mind, I don't know what my poisons do, so if any of them are poison traps, it could be anything.
You guys
are the worst player character in the world.
How?
I don't know what my poison does, and I'm pretty sure some of them are poison, but I'm not sure which ones.
Let me rephrase. The Minotaur comes around the kelp patch and very obviously steps over the trap.
He seesaw them?
Yep. Actually, natural 20, but...
Oh, nice.
So he acknowledges you, he waves, he motions to the tea, and then he goes inside. Right, taking the purple, the basket of purple slop and pouring it into a barrel that's next to the front door and then setting the basket down.
To house that stuff.
I don't know. It looks appetizing.
Do you want to eat it? Or should we have Grant eat it first?
Oh,
Grant, wait. Why am I eating it first? I thought Gags was our taste tester.
I'll go up to it and then, like, it's the tea that he put, right?
No, he made his tea, and then there's like a barrel by the door that's his slop stuff.
I was actually going to go in the... Can I follow him into his house?
Yeah, I'm going to go in the house, too.
I'm going to take my traps down.
I suppose Gags can probably get in if you're trying to sneak in.
No. I don't want to be sneaky, like, you know, kind of knock on the door and poke my head in.
Okay. Knock on the door. He's there. It's a small... It's made out of a tree, but it's all just kind of one room.
Mm-hmm.
So he opens the door, looks down. There you are.
So I'll point sort of, if the stone drawing is still out, I want to point at what he pointed, the house that he pointed at.
Yeah.
And make like a let's go type motion.
Oh, he said he shakes his head yes. And he gathers up, he goes back into the house, leaves the door open.
Mm-hmm.
And he begins gathering up some stuff. Like he gathers up like a hobo pack.
Sure, sure.
Various personal effects. He grabs some of the kelp grass. He seems to pick up some stuff from the counter. But he leaves most of the stuff. There's really only a bed in here, so he uses the blanket from his bed, large bed, to kind of wrap everything up inside, and he puts it over his shoulder, and he's ready to go.
Awesome.
All righty, I guess we'll just... he says he's ready to go. To drag.
Are we taking him back with us?
No, he's taking us.
No, he's taking us!
Where?
To this little house he drew on the slab.
Apparently, so like a, do I know where we are? Like, which plane we're on?
Fae plane. We've told you all this shit, man.
Okay. No, I'm just. No, I mean my character, not me.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Told him everything.
Okay. Well, I'm not an expert, but he's not Fae.
No, I think that's the whole.
So thing. I don't think he lives here. That would be my guess.
He saw that we cast magic.
Yeah.
And he said, "Oh, hinted at there's magic over here. I'm going to take you there." And that's why we're following him.
I mean, I wasn't there. I can't say what he was saying, but I don't think he's native to this plane.
Neither are we. That's why we're trying to get out of here. Maybe he'll take us to someone who is.
I mean, just like I look at him and I'm like, he's packed up all of his shit. He clearly wants to leave. I'm assuming he thinks we can leave this plane.
And lead the way.
Let's go.
Yeah.
No. Hey, where do you go?
What he's saying, he was
he's
like,
telling us to lead the way.
Yeah, he wants to.
Fuck.
So my question stands. Are we going back and are we taking him with us?
Well, back is just the ocean.
No, with the plane shift.
He wants to go home to his own plane.
Yeah, that's basically. I wasn't there, but from what he said, that sounds what he was saying.
Oh, how we got here, the necklace.
Yeah.
He saw me do magic, and he was like, oh, maybe this guy can help me get back home.
And then you would, yeah.
I'm happy to walk through this maze. Sounds like fun.
Do you know where it is?
You know what?
The maze is not in this reality. Guys. The maze is at his home plane. He's not in his maze. Right?
I don't know. It was a drawing on a slab.
That would
deduce
be my
from
guess.
What you will.
I mean, the fact that he's not Fae is right. He's not Fae. Right.
Yeah. No. So, Sheep, I think you and I are on the same page here now. Right.
Yeah. Okay. So, like, he just packed. Yeah, yeah. So, like, he packed up and he's like, "Let's go back to my home plane."
Yeah.
Which is where the labyrinth is, because he's
yes. Invisible.
I'm happy to go to a fucking labyrinth, man. Are you kidding me?
We don't know where that is.
Yeah, we have literally no knowledge. All right. So.
You guys there's beach, kelp paddies, house, tree line.
Straight through the trees?
Right. My thoughts, right?
Uh-huh.
Is we go back to our place, to our plane, right where we were.
We'll fight all that shit.
Well, we bring the fucking big guy with us, right?
I'm sure he'll be willing to fucking fight extraplanar creatures with us for no reason.
Well, he's going to have to if they're still there.
He doesn't have a weapon.
Well, he's a Minotaur.
He is the weapon.
No.
Shit. Yeah, alright, how about this? So, I'm gonna grab something to draw on, and Gags will draw sort of the scene that was occurring in our plane of existence. And I'm going to try to make it to where it looks like, basically, if you help us with these bad guys, we will bring you home.
Wait.
How do you convey that in pictorial diagram?
Okay, so I draw one kind of smaller guy with a frowny face.
Yeah.
And then, like, a bigger guy with a bigger frowny face.
Okay.
And
follow so far.
All right. And then I draw the five of us.
Uh-huh.
Rushing towards
with
them.
With frowny faces?
With smiley faces. We have smiley faces because we're all friends.
Oh, okay.
And rushing towards them, sort of, with our arms up in the air, like in fighting stances.
Add some red in, like blood.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then I say, so I kind of point at that, like, like, we fight them. Then I point, I draw a quick little labyrinth with a home in it, and I say, and then we take you home.
Okay, I think go and make a one charisma check.
Okay.
with advantage, because that was a pretty good explanation.
With advantage?
Yeah.
17.
He nods his head. He's ready. He pats his dagger sheath, and he's ready to go.
Awesome.
All right.
I'm good. And you know what the best part is?
I got some bronze scales out of it.
Not even that, but we have a place that we can come back to recharge our magic whenever we
want. Hell yeah.
Well, if the magic stays.
All right, so shall I roll an intelligence check then to get us back to our home plane?
Yep.
Everyone cool with that?
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, I don't understand how this thing works.
21.
All right, you... So, what
is that with your proficiency?
We want to... Yeah, that's my plus four, yeah. So, I would like to... go back to the farmstead in our home plane.
Okay, so we'll make the same set of rules. So go ahead and make a d12. This is, you know, the clock sort of structure.
Okay.
Let's see where exactly. Because if you land in the house...
No, that could be good, yeah.
8.
All right, and then some distance away. You guys all sort of land in some... just an empty plane. Directly on a cowpi. All of you simultaneously somehow.
It's a pretty big cow.
Yeah. But nothing else is around.
Because it's been a day. Might have fucked off. Yeah.
Back, it's actually nighttime.
Could I quickly scout about, sneak about, see if we have any... Yeah, 14.
It would appear that the two creatures you were fighting kind of milled about, but actually quite a little bit ago, like several days ago.
Okay.
And then left. So,
it seems like time does indeed pass quicker.
With that investigation, you're not quite sure how long, but maybe...
That was a stealth. Should I roll investigation?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Investigation.
Okay. 20. Not 20. 29.
So, 4 days ago, you fought the two creatures. And four days ago, they milled about for a few hours and left.
All right. Yeah, it looks like they've gone, guys. And they went a few days ago.
And in fact, a number of other tracks are about. All of which, the non-familiar tracks, are all halfling or gnome tracks.
Course they are.
Do you
want me to track them?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Do we still have our magic, by the way, Graham?
Ready to go.
Do we still have our magic?
Are we still charged up?
Ready to fight. When you land back in your normal regular plane of existence, you revert back to your normal regular state.
Thought so.
Damn.
Where you were before you left.
I rolled a...
What about the 20. Familiar? Is the familiar with us?
Yeah, my little dragon.
Dwarmore, you didn't have any spell slots to begin with, right?
No.
So your familiar is gone.
No.
Tracking is survival, right?
Yeah, another 20?
Yeah.
Good lord. Fucking 20s on everything that matters.
So you begin to follow these tracks. It would appear that the two extraplanar monstrosities, after, you know, doing all... Who are you tracking? The halflings and gnomes or the other things?
It'd be up to who Gormung told me to track, to be honest.
Yep. I would,
who was that?
The monsters, I guess.
The monsters are going back towards the mountain escape of the dragon, that direction, east or west.
So it probably was the same ones. Do you think maybe they set this up to trap us?
Planes and gnomes were going back towards Barth, back towards the city.
Okay.
It looks like they came here and then just looked back.
Right.
Are there any people at the farm? Like, did they come back? Are they like, yay, we're saved? No? Okay.
It seems quite nothing. Nobody here.
So let me posit a theory for you guys, right? Because, like, we come here, we have to fight these bloody monstrosities, which are fucking scary as balls. The old woman was in league with the shadow gags and also the big dragon thing. They're all trying to kill us, right? So the old woman comes here, comes to us, gives us a job. They're waiting to ambush us, and then Shadow Gags comes here to finish off the job. All because the blue dragon is something evil that wants to kill us. How's that sound?
Naked Gags would never hurt me.
You shut up. You're... Aww. Yeah.
Well, you're not under its influence right now. So...
Well, that's true, yeah.
Well, I mean, that does sound pretty solid, like a plan, but to be honest with you, we were going to accept anyway, so it's kind of our job. You realize that?
I mean, it's not our job to accept traps. As in, like, hey, would you willingly walk into an ambush?
Yes, it's also not our job to be paranoid of every Tom, Dick, and Harry that comes in asking for help.
No, it's just my job.
Yes, and you're very good at it.
Thank you.
That wasn't a compliment.
Thank you. So I say, we go back to Bath. Bath?
Bath.
Bath. We go back to Bath, kill the old woman, kill Shadow Gags, and then do something about that dragon thing. Kill the other guy who wants to kill us, the guy in charge, maybe kill the sheriff just for good measure, and then figure out where we go from there.
Burn the city to the ground.
I mean, we almost did that, but...
Well, you almost did that.
Yeah, I said I.
You know, you sound like a psychopath, right? That you just want to go and murder everyone?
Everyone's trying to murder us.
You have no proof of that.
We literally just... were almost murdered.
Graham, is there any scholars in Bath, by the way?
What?
Is there any scholars in Bath?
Yeah, in the rich district, you know, like the frog guy would be a scholar of sorts, and there are other people like him.
It's a good point. We should kill the frog guy, too.
I like that idea!
We've got a new friend that we need to get home, so I want to consult some scholars about maybe any information about planes.
The Minotaur thinks that Grant is stressed, and so he gives him a massage.
Can I, is it possible to, while we're traveling back to Barth, for me to try to teach him a little bit of our language so we can communicate better?
It'd probably be easier for you someone of a high intelligence to learn his language than the other way around. Though he does have...
So just figure out a better way for us to communicate.
Well, I mean, he does have that weed, right? So he could smoke it and... I don't know.
This is going to be... Let's call it... I don't know. What do you think? What are your skills? Well, that's good.
Well, I mean, so... I've got,
Does Dungeoneering give us any sort of, like, inherent abilities in this regard?
Not really, unless you can tell it to me.
I was going to say, I do have a higher intelligence. I mean, my intelligence is 18. Yeah. So maybe by using my intelligence, I can determine either... through various hand signals or like maybe even almost make our own type of language. Like a language that isn't established necessarily.
That's reinventing the wheel super hard.
Is it?
Yeah. Like we're going into a city that will have institutions and books available to help with the learning process of the language. So theoretically speaking, all you need to do is teach him the alphabet and then teach him how to use it in simple terms.
Right? Yeah.
I mean, it's not difficult.
But... I assume I would have tried Infernal as well. Just
tree and bird and stuff.
Yeah, you know. This is that. You know, I'm half-orc, gnome, shit pants elf.
Elf.
You know,
like, that sort of stuff he should be able to like grasp pretty easily. Like, maybe he even has a word for it in his language that he can then demonstrate to us, you know? Like,
the literal physical, his literal, the shape of his mouth and his voice box and stuff are in the same way that a dragonborn can have trouble with bees and bees and stuff like that. Some of the softer sounds are a bit difficult, but he can get some basic vocabulary down by the time you get to the city. That's about it.
On the way back, I'd like to ask Drimble. Drimble, how is the town going to react to us bringing back a bloody huge minotaur?
I'm just going to guess not favorably.
So, like, they're going to lock him up or kill him or something like that?
They'll probably wisely panic. The sheriff will probably demand his arrest. We'll try to arrest him. It's not going to go well.
He is a part of the Adventurers Guild, so he's immune to that.
How about we camp outside, I kidnap a scholar who can maybe speak his language and knows shit about planes, and then we go from there and we see how about getting him home.
You see that you work for the guards. You know that, right?
I don't have a badge.
That doesn't mean anything.
Well,
you're not on guard. You work for the guards. Right. You can't just go kidnapping people and telling me about it. I'm going to have to stop you.
Well, why don't you just go and arrest some people who we think will be
useful? Why don't we just ask the scholar ask them nicely. To come to us?
You can ask them nicely. If you're a
who would agree to come out into the woods to meet a giant minotaur?
We're going
to
be outside
a scholar who would like to know more about the planes that exist.
Yeah,
that sounds crazy to me. I wouldn't accept that.
You're not a scholar.
Yes, and you also thought blowing up your own home was a great answer to people.
I didn't think it was a great answer. I thought it was an acceptable answer.
All right, there's the city in the distance. Gates are closed. That's weird.
They must be preparing already for the war that's coming. You know what? Maybe they could use a fucking minotaur.
I mean, do we want to draft him? He seems like a nice guy. He gave me a back massage. He seems like a nice guy.
That's what I'm saying.
Just send him home.
Yeah.
We need to find his home, but that's going to take time. In that meantime, we can't just leave him outside the city.
We could have left him back in his home plane, where it's safe.
But he wasn't in his home plane.
Well, the plane we found him in.
Yeah. We could take him back there if you want, but I don't think he's going to understand what's going on.
I think if we explain that we have a minotaur on our side, that the town will be more accepting. Because he's already agreed to help us.
You know what? The town guard owes us a favor. This is the favor.
Yeah.
If they have a problem with it, it's the favor. If they don't have a problem with it, no harm.
I mean, you are very good at talking to the sheriff, as I've heard.
Yes, and the only reason we have this option is because you cut down half the city and killed most of its populace. So.
Which is how you got the favor. You're welcome. Jesus.
That's not how this works.
I feel like it is. If you hadn't have saved the city from burning down, you wouldn't have a favor to use.
We would have found another way. There's always another way that doesn't involve maiming and killing most of the population of a town.
Yes, you can threaten the sheriff and get thrown in jail. That works out brilliantly.
I stand up for what I believe in. You seem to bend over backwards like a bitch.
I love you guys!
So I guess we try and get entrance back into this town.
Yeah. The town guards, is a minotaur with you?
Yes.
Yeah,
apparently.
A mounted guard, city guard, rides out about 30 feet away from the gate to meet you, and he says, recognizes you over, you know, once he gets closer.
Mm-hmm.
I try and stealth.
Fair enough.
What, you gonna hide behind the orc and the minotaur? Like,
I'm gonna hide behind the minotaur if I can.
He, yeah, you sit on his shoulders, like Gag sits on your shoulders.
It's a tower of people. Yeah.
Yeah, but he's the guard says, it's not looking good in there. Let me just warn you right now. We were told not to let anybody in, but you guys are, you know, an exception.
What's happened?
Ever since the Commander Major showed up and was almost killed on his way here, he's pretty much locked down, put everybody in double shifts, low rations. He's not the nicest guy in the whole world, and we're all paying for it now.
Yes, well, we had a run-in with some pretty exceptional beings and had to take a detour into another plane. Hence why we're back so late. Perhaps, if you want, we might be willing to talk to this commander and see if we can help alleviate some of the problems he might have.
Well, he's with the sheriff now, as far as I know.
Could you perhaps announce us?
Risk. What?
Could you perhaps announce us?
Am I announcing this one too? Pointing to the Minotaur?
Yes, he's a part of our entourage.
All of a sudden?
Well, no, we've spent the last couple of days with him.
We shared dinner with him.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
He's of no threat to us or our friends.
Probably.
Well, all right. Let's go in and see what we can see.
He's just like, fuck him, man. Whatever. I've seen some shit in the past couple of days.
So he kind of goes inside, dismounts, and kind of brings you inside. You see people kind of keeping their heads down. Clearly something happened that was a big deal.
How much of a conversation can we hold with the Minotaur right now?
Are double-staffed on every corner and whatnot. You see, like, the perimeter guards are doubled as well. They're in groups of two as opposed to just sort of the lackadaisical one, which was sort of the norm. Durimbor, you know that, everybody looks sort of on edge and not happy. Even the townsfolk are, like, just getting inside right away. And then the guard who's escorting you back to the sheriff's office, who, what's that? Yeah, coming! And then he just gouts away.
Can I skip off back to the house and then rendezvous with them back at the sheriff's?
Sure.
I'd like to pick up some more wildfire. That's
okay.
There's right, none guys. Left, man.
Is
you used
none,
it
is
all.
There, is there not? I took a couple of flasks with me.
There was only 28 of them.
Really? I thought there was, like, massive crates of them. There's only 28?
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
They were all, they're bottles. They're like wine bottles.
Yeah. I thought there were like crates and crates and crates of them. Sorry. Okay. No, then I'll just stay with the bottle.
All
right. Right, guys. Be on your best behavior. This major guy is making things, everyone edgy around town. So, guys, please, no fires.
As if people weren't looking downcast enough, they avoid eye contact with the Minotaur.
That racist. Makes sense.
Alright, there's a sheriff. Or a sheriff's office.
Alright. Yeah. We just... Is there, like, a guard that's announced that's there for... at the sheriff's office?
It's sort of like it's a sheriff station, so it's just an open building. But...
Okay, yeah, well, we just go in then, I guess.
All right, you hear some shouting going on even before you enter.
I mean, that doesn't stop me from going in.
All right, so the Commander Major is a resplendently armored, very important person.
Okay. Did we ever have the opportunity to meet him, having been, like, high-profile adventurers in the past?
No, because he's not the only commander. There's a group of them, and he is just one of them. So you may not have met this one, but you may have met one of his colleagues. The all of the commanders are all paladins. They are knight. They are mechanically speaking, they are very high level. And they always have spell slots. Not by any sort of uncanny ability. They just have access to magic items. That's what the adventurers are for, mm-hmm. to get magic items for his people.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
So he is wearing a ringmail armor. He's got a maul hammer strapped across his back, a heavy crossbow. Do you remember that time that Pudmi was just pulsing with magic?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So much. He's got full magic. He is in a bad mood, and his emotions are causing this sort of arcane, surges. He's just got this energy about him. He is yelling at the sheriff. He is talking about the paintings, and he's talking about the fire, and then he's talking about all these things that have to do with don't really have to do with each other. But then he notices that you guys are there. There are no other guards. There are no prisoners. There's nobody in the building except them two.
We're all prisoner.
Yeah, so I guess. Just walk in and just like, hello.
He sees you. He says, all praise be to the Iron Wolf.
All praise be to the Iron Wolf.
Yes, who are you?
My name is Golmung Ramzai, former lead adventurer for the King's Guard.
You see that the Commander Major, his hair on one side is all kind of singed off, and his beard is half gone.
Mm-hmm.
He's got scrapes and scratches. He's been in some sort of explosion of some sort. And he says, oh yes, I have heard of you, the half orc with the Iron Wolf's what's it called? His favor.
Hmm.
Yes.
Yes, I've heard of you. I've heard of your band of adventurers. What do you need? Why are you here?
And to offer you assistance, obviously.
Ah, yes, well, that's very good. That's very good of you. First things first. Line up.
Okay.
Is this
a normal sort of thing for these sorts of guys to like just be like, give me all the attention and commanding that I need, even from like people that aren't in the military?
He does, yes.
Okay. Well,
in a column or in a straight line?
Line up against the wall. What's the what can you do? He goes to Gags. He looks down. What can you do?
What can't I do?
It's true.
I'm pretty sure he's
immortal.
Pretty sure he's immortal, sir.
He is. Yes. Well, I guess we'll have to put that to the test.
Oh, it's been tested.
Great. What can you do?
I'm a translator and scholar.
Uh-huh. In what fields?
Ladies, man. Don't forget to add that.
Languages, extraterrestrial planes, that kind of thing. I find it's been useful for my party, for me to have this knowledge.
Yes, very interesting. We'll see about that.
Mm-hmm.
Minotaur, what can you do?
Grr. He's hard of language, sir, but...
Half-Orc, what can you do?
seasoned adventurer, Eldritch Knight.
Seasoned.
I'm glad you got the joke.
Wow.
You don't think my puns go that low, that deep, mate? Come on.
Yeah.
A child girl, this bitch.
I'm a blade dancer, elven blade dancer, and babysitter.
I'm all immortal, right. And I ever shrink.
Yeah. I keep getting smaller.
Where is your residence? I will send for you when I require you.
We're at blah, blah, blah.
Half of our house is on Blair Street. You can find it by all those scorch marks.
Fair enough. I will send for you when you are required. You're dismissed.
You know, snap a sharp salute.
I don't like.
Go. Push him outside.
All right.
I don't trust him.
What the hell happened here?
You never trust anyone.
That's not true. I trust you guys. No, except for Drimble.
You don't trust anyone. Good reason.
I trust you.
You blew up our house because you don't trust us.
I don't see how the two things have anything to do in common.
Have you fixed up your bedroom yet?
I thought the sheriff was doing that. And that's a... Didn't the sheriff organize for the house to be rebuilt?
Yes.
Yeah.
Remember there's some scaffolding erected on the outside of the city? Yeah. Because your building was adjacent to the wall, so there's some challenges with rebuilding the wall structurally sound. So it's taking some time, but 4 days have gone by, I recall, so some work has gotten done. Yeah. Just not very fast. Do you guys go home?
Yeah.
When you go home, you see that somebody's been inside the residence because there's a huge hole in the wall.
Yeah.
But somebody's been in and they've left you two large sausages on the counter with a ribbon wrapped around it.
The hell is this?
Gags?
Gags.
Yeah.
Oh.
Eat them.
Taste test.
Okay. No,
don't eat them. There are tests that we can do to make sure that these are still fine. Jeez.
I thought he was the test.
He is the test.
I'm not really hungry, guys.
Oh, okay. Well, we could just leave them for later then, right?
See, if you'd let me put up proper security measures, people couldn't just waltz into our house.
If we had walls, people wouldn't be able to waltz into our house.
But we don't have walls.
Yeah, and whose fucking fault is that?
Well, I'm just saying.
Yeah, I know. You're always saying.
Well, he if it was just saying all the time, I'd be fine with it. But he does. Like, he blew up the house. He did that.
We've been over this multiple times. I did not blow up the house.
I'm sorry. I'm still a little upset about it.
It's fine. Like, I understand you being upset. Like, those guys walked in and blew up the house.
From traps, you said.
Yes, but they didn't have to break into our house.
No, that's...
I take no responsibility for their actions.
You know, most security professionals that I've met in my career are the type that reinforce things rather than making them weaker with traps.
Was anything stolen?
About a quarter of the house.
No, that was not. That was blown up. That's not stolen. No one took it away.
You took it away.
You stole from us. You stole my entire life's work.
Look, if you're going to use this logic, then I've stolen a fuckload of things, okay? I stole that barn back there.
You did.
I turned to Drimmore and I was like, I believe that is a confession. You should take him away.
I should.
The Minotaur.
But I don't want to go back to the security office. Not right now.
Yeah.
The Minotaur is like looking at the sausage, like smelling it.
Like,
I think he's going to eat it.
Let me prepare it.
Yeah.
I give it to you.
Yeah. Is there anything I can do to, I don't know, make sure that it's not poisonous?
I don't know. You tell me. What do you think?
Like, normally, in order to prepare food that you think is like, you know, unfit for eating, like, maybe I would, boil it and then, like, dry it out and, you know, try and remove, like, any sort of nastiness from it. There's only so much as someone who's culinarily compliant would be able to do. But, like, you know, I doubt I'd be able to, like, expunge all the poison from it if it was poison, but I can maybe do my best. I'm kind of thinking of it like how you would make water safe to drink. You just boil it, right? And then all the bad stuff, like, goes away from it. And that's what I'm thinking. So that's how I prepare it.
Whether or not it works is a completely different thing. So.
Okay, so it'll take you most of the day.
Yeah.
To boil and then subsequently dry it. You can do. They are large sausages. They're about each one about.
Like kielbasa, yeah.
About 2.5 feet long and about 6 inches wide.
Look, I'm telling you, I live in Poland. I see that shit all the fucking time. Like.
Yeah.
But so, yeah.
While Gormung's preparing sausage, the Minotaur is becoming increasingly hungry.
I mean, there's things for here that he can eat in the meantime. So, you know.
All right. What do the rest of you guys do?
I'd like to go visit the sheriff at some point.
All right. Luckily, you can find him as he's like in his office. The commander major appears to be gone.
Sweet.
You notice that the sheriff likewise has two sausages leaning up in a corner of the office that look identical to your sausages, but he's kind of sleeping in his chair with a coat over his face.
I'm just gonna. Sheriff, hey.
I'll set a few traps before he wakes up, and then I'll knock on the door.
He says, yes, I'm sorry. What?
Hello, I was just popping in for a moment. I had a quick question for you, if you don't mind.
Yes.
You recall the wildfire that wasn't procured? Where did you get that?
So is it what now?
The wildfire.
Alchemist fire.
Alchemist fire, sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm just wondering where someone would go if they were to want to buy that.
I ordered that from the capital.
From the capital?
Yes.
Was it expensive?
It's like 50 gold or something. No, it's 5 gold for a vial, right? So.
You know, money's no object.
Okay.
It was from the Iron Wolf. He sent it along for protection purposes.
Would it be possible to get more? Like, is there any way around here I could buy it, or would I have to get it from the capital myself?
If anybody makes it here, I don't know them.
Okay.
Alchemist Fire is 50 gold pieces for a flask. So it is very expensive in the grand scheme of things.
We've got quite a lot of money, don't we?
Yes, but we're not going to give it to you to burn our houses down.
I would say I would have gone with Grant to the sheriff's office, and I want to say, what are the questions?
He comes out of the shadows.
Yeah. I step out of the shadows.
He was hiding in his lapel pocket the entire time.
Yeah. Hey, sheriff, one other question.
Yeah.
What's with the sausages?
I don't know. Mr. Khan brought them by.
Have you had any yet?
No, it seems strange. I wasn't so sure about it. I've been too busy with this, with the commander.
Swipe over to, like, me serving it in a broth to, like, myself, Drimbor, and the Minotaur. You know, like, well, eat up, boys. I put a spoonful into my mouth and just eat it. And, yeah.
Eating the broth, or did you break it up, or you cut it, or slice it, or whatever?
Yeah, I mean, I make a Polish soup, which is like sausage, egg. It's a very salty sort of like yellowish soup with mostly sausage, and then you put like a boiled egg in on top afterwards.
It's potato on back.
Yes.
Okay. As Grant and Gags are at the sheriff's, and you're kind of preparing the final sort of product that this sausage will become, it's lovely. Sausage is great.
Yeah.
I think like that's pretty much all I wanted, but I will ask him if he can put in an order for some wildfire from the capital.
I'll see what I can do.
Thank you. It may come in.
Alchemist fire.
Sorry, Alchemist.
Would you care for a piece of sausage while we're here? I haven't eaten in days. I'm starved to death.
Oh, I won't have any, but...
You know. That sounds good to me. I'm pretty hungry.
Oh, here, have some. Here, bring it over here.
All right. Do I need to do a strength check to pick it up?
Because he's so small.
No, you bring the sausage over to the desk and he cuts it open. Mm-hmm. And he says, "What the heck?
There's a baby bird inside of it."
What the heck? What?
He pulls out a rolled up painting of a.
Yes.
And he says, "What the heck?"
Yeah. are those?
Eat up, boys! Nom.
There's a painting of a vase, cracked vase.
Oh God!
I look at Grant. I'm like, we should go back.
We need
we
to
gotta go.
We gotta go.
What? Do you know something? I don't know? Where are you going?
Almost always. Bye.
Yeah.
All right. Don't eat the sausage.
So, we're already sitting there, big extended belly. He's like, ugh.
Oh, shit.
That meal was very good. Oh, so fine.
I'm glad I marinated that sausage for so long. Oh my god.
That meal was full of fiber.
Gags.
Fiber?
Gags.
Is there fiber in sausage?
Gags.
Plenty.
You explain this. I'm going to bed.
You don't want to have some? I think there's still some left.
I'm gone.
Oh, it's really good.
So.
Surrounded by idiots.
So the sheriff had sausage too, right?
Oh, that's a weird coincidence.
Mm. Yeah, well, he cut it open and you wouldn't believe what was inside.
More sausage.
A pretty valuable painting.
Valuable painting?
Why would you put it in?
Of a cracked vase.
Oh.
Idiots.
Wait, was there any paintings in our sausage?
I don't know. Were there?
No, he cut it open.
There's no paintings in there.
Yeah, we just had sausage. It's kind of strange that it was left on the table like that.
During your preparation, you did not find any paintings or remnants of paintings.
Okay.
Yeah. Did you leave the paintings there?
Grant and Gags, there must have been some sort of mix-up.
Right.
I think those paintings were meant for us, or those sausages were meant for us, and the sausages we got were meant for the sheriff.
Oh, so we eat the sheriff's sausage.
Yeah.
Well, can you guys, I don't have the money, could you guys buy two more sausages and give them that?
No, he has the painting!
He doesn't know what the paintings are.
I mean, no, he was in on the fucking painting thing, guys. He was
in on
it.
Yeah, but he didn't see what the paintings were. Could just be random paintings.
No, yeah, but he was in on it. He knows about the forgeries. He helped put it together.
We should put him back in the sauce. We should bring him some stew because he's probably hungry. And then take the paintings and put them in the safe. I don't know. I think the paintings were supposed to be, the sausages were supposed to be a distraction or a cover, protection against the elements. Why is sausage?
Because they're long and thin.
Long and tube shaped?
Hmm? We should bring him a stew.
What? I like the sheriff, okay?
So whatever happened to the forger, by the way, Graham?
I don't know. You tell me.
We left him at the,
At Khan's place, right?
Yeah, what did the note say, Gormong, from the sausages?
There was a note.
I thought there was. Who leaves a kid without a note?
The Sausage Fairy.
Sausage Fairy. Is this an orc story? I think I like this story.
Yes, it's actually a very entertaining one we tell our children. It's about the Sausage Fairy who delivers, the meat of the kills in a nice condensed form that we can cook in our stews.
So was this sausage from that dragon you killed, maybe?
Probably.
I think
I mean, I'm sure. Always gonna eat, sausage from the Sausage Fairy.
Why is this the first time? Hmm? Does this take a long time?
Well, I'm going to run back over to the sheriff's office, Graham.
He's
I'm
eating a painting. He's like, oh, that's so good.
Can I run back over to the sheriff's office?
Yeah, it's locked up. You must have left.
Already? That quick?
Break in.
God, you're such a bad influence.
Break in. Okay.
I wanted to investigate if the painting that he pulled out was the real one or the fake.
Yeah, we should check Gax. Can you pick the lock?
Let's call it perception, and we'll say it happened when he pulled it out.
Oh, okay. So do a perception.
Yeah.
Fuck. 9.
Unclear.
Yeah.
You'd probably need to find a trained eye, such as a forger.
Gax.
And also where the painting is.
Gags, we should break in.
Well, I mean, maybe we should find the forger.
I step out of the shadows. Don't break into the sheriff's office.
Well, Gags, if the paintings are in there, we don't need the forger.
I like the idea that the shadow is created by myself and the fucking minotaur that's just standing there.
I can't tell if those paintings were the real ones or the fake ones. Well, I mean, the guy that made them.
Yeah, but this is pretty important. Isn't
you
it?
Wouldn't put the real paintings inside of a fucking sausage.
You're not here.
I am the shadow you stepped out of.
No, that was just me making a joke.
This is pretty serious stuff. Like, you know, if it's worth checking if it's real painting right now, right?
Well,
we should break in.
What if the sheriff didn't leave the paintings there and we just break into the frickin' sheriff's office for no reason.
What if he did leave them there?
I don't know.
I mean, anyone could break in and steal them. That would be disastrous. We'd be in the shit.
But you're suggesting we break in and steal them.
Yeah, before anyone else does.
Preventative theft.
Yeah, basically.
What happened to you, Grant? Why did you lose so much trust in humanity?
I like the idea that Grant, after this adventure's done, he creates what is called white hat thievery. Where he makes sure that...
It's like, I broke into your house. I mean, if I can do it, anybody can.
Yeah, exactly. Let me sell you some security. Have you thought about random poison traps?
Have you ever thought about protecting your house by catching it on fire with alchemist fire?
I mean, if it's burning down, no one's going to steal from
it. If you destroy our house, no one else can. Anyway, Gags, come on. It's fine, I'll do it. So you just need to back me up on this, yeah?
I'll stand watch out here.
Yeah, just you keep watch. I'm gonna break into the house, like front door.
Sleight of hand.
Yes, sir. 10.
Front door's a no-go. Can't get in.
Is there anywhere else I can get in? Maybe
you've got sausage fingers right now.
I didn't touch the sausage, dude.
Window?
Yeah, I'll try to get in the window.
Right.
Sleight of hand?
Same. Nope.
Sausage fingers.
This place is a fucking security wizard. I could learn so much from this.
Just got like a chimney. Lock. Just like a...
Hell yes, chimney.
Oh god, please get stuck and then get caught in the morning. God,
I mean, the way my rolls are going. What do I roll for this one?
Athletics.
Yeah, why not?
Okay. Wait, athletics or acrobatics?
Sleight of hand.
Sleight of hand, okay. 24!
Oh.
Into the chimney, there it is. Pull out in a cloud of smoke.
Can I light... is it dark in here? I'm assuming I need to light something.
Cloud of smoke. Leaves of fingerprint everywhere.
Yeah.
Leaves footprints.
They don't have bloody detect... Like, have you seen Drimbor? He couldn't fingerprint anyone.
Fingerprint your face.
I like the idea that your face print is in the soot as well. It's just like...
though the windows are locked, they are still transparent. So there's light in here.
Okay. I wave at Gags.
Just... Hurry up!
Well, don't fucking shout then!
I only have one volume!
Shh. I'm gonna look about for the paintings.
Okay. Investigation.
12.
Fuck, Jesus.
As far as you know, the paintings are not here.
Could I look about for...
Look for sausage.
Oh, the sausage.
Yeah, sure.
Can I also search his desk, like, for anything hidden? Just anything, yeah. Really?
You don't find the sausage, but you find a trail of sausage crumbs leading in a direction.
28.
Yeah, you do find the sausage has been just shoved in a drawer. some of it's been eaten.
Yeah, I put my sausages in drawers, too.
Well, I just...
As well as just, like, a mound of paperwork and a couple of miscellaneous copper coins.
There's, I'll take the copper coins. Are there no, like,
fucking asshole. He's telling me, like, what? Well, I'll leave these copper coins in here for lunch tomorrow. And then he comes and he's like,
he's got fucking sausage. He can eat the sausage. Jesus.
What? If a little kid comes in and, he reports a crime of, like, a cat being kicked or something, I'd give him a coin for it. And then you just took it. You just took the kid's hush money, basically.
reward
is there
money.
No, like yeah, nothing, like, money. Hidden or... Or, like, any important documents?
There is sort of a reference as far as, like, the political hierarchy, like, keeping track of who's who in court, so to speak. There's also actually right on top, a sort of preliminary check over the defensive capabilities of the city. Sort of a schedule to come throughout the whole week. Like, okay, this is Monday is gonna be wall check. Tuesday is gonna be soldier inspection. Thursday is gonna be grinding areas. Fourth gonna be cavalry. That kind of thing.
Okay, yeah, I'll take those. And then I'm guessing that's everything. So I'll go to. Can I open the front door from the inside?
Yeah.
I'm gonna open the front door, leave it open, and be like, Gags, quick, let's fucking run. And that's
what? Oh God!
You don't notice the black soot footprints that you lead all the way back to home.
Oh, I mean, I'm not clearing up after myself, so it's gonna be clear someone's been in there. May as well make it obvious someone's broken in.
All right, fair enough.
Obviously, like once we get to a certain bit away, I'll make sure that I'm not leaving tracks or anything like that.
Okay, fine. As far as anybody knows, the tracks lead into a brick wall and disappear.
Thank you. I like that. Okay, I think that went well. There weren't any maps there, though. There weren't any paintings there, though, Gags.
Why did he steal his fucking paperwork? Can I ask?
It seemed important.
It's like...
I don't trust him.
It's like a diary entry for what he's going to do tomorrow. It's like you stole his calendar.
Well, then at least if we need to kill him, we know where he's bloody going to be.
Grant.
Grant. You're not. You don't know anything about this, Gags. You shut up. You don't tell these guys.
How do you have the sheriff's paperwork then?
Did you see me come back with the paperwork?
I thought you were talking to Gormoon just now. I assumed you were.
Well, that was. I think that was out of character. As far
I step back into the shadows.
So yeah, I got some stuff. Might be useful later, possibly. Maybe we can sell it to his enemies, whatever, who knows. Yeah. So the paintings weren't there. I guess he took them with him. So at least we know now that the sheriff has the paintings. Fake or real.
I think we need to talk to him in the morning.
He's probably going to want to talk to me about stepping up his security for a start. First order of business, trap in the chimney. Like, door, fairly solid. Windows, very solid. Chimney, bit of a security leak.
It's literally a hole in his roof that people can come
exactly. To. Yeah. First thing I would have fucking trapped, I'm telling you.
I like the idea that you put Alchemist Fire
Grant
in there.
Grant Scholl's white hat security. I love it.
Should we go to bed? I mean, I go my bed, you go your bed.
Out of curiosity, which one of you guys thinks has the most comfortable bed?
I think I did until Gormon kicked me out of it.
No, I would have... you know what? I honestly think that Gags would have the most comfortable bed.
Yeah.
And it's like huge.
Yeah. No, that's good. In that case, Gags, you go to bed. You got your nightcap trailing along the floor. Candlestick. ready to get into bed. You find your bed is occupied.
Occupied?
The Minotaur's in it.
By?
By the forger.
Oh.
Oh. I go, poke, poke. Hey! Hey! I poke harder.
Where am I?
You're in my bed!
Yes, well.
You're on the plane of infernal torments.
Yeah.
Making paintings for the past several weeks really takes it out of you.
Say, what'd you do with those paintings?
Mr. Khan had me put them in several sausages.
Oh, okay.
I didn't ask questions. He's not the kind of person you ask questions of.
Yeah, well, that's true.
I'm not there, but I want to know whether he put the forgeries or the real ones.
So we're on the same page here. The forgeries went in the sausages.
So one set of forgeries stayed with Mr. Khan. One set of forgeries went to you guys. One set of empty sausages went to the sheriff, and I left the real paintings with Mr. Khan.
Okay, so I saw the sheriff pull a forgery out of a sausage.
That's, if that's what gets you off.
I think there's been a mix-up here.
My work is done. I'm not going back to prison. I'm staying right here.
Oh, wait a minute. The sausages we got were empty.
Okay.
Those were supposed to go to the sheriff.
What? No, those contain forgeries.
Which ones?
Yours.
No, they didn't.
Yes, it did. Because I did it myself. Aha.
Yeah, but we cut it open and there wasn't forgeries in there. They ate them.
Did it have a little wolf's head stamped on it?
Oh, God damn it. And I go downstairs and I grab Gormon.
Yeah, there he is.
Oh, what the fuck do you want?
Gormon, the forger is in my bed.
That's gross. I don't want to know what you're into.
No, come with me.
I don't want to come.
Whoa.
Very important.
Hey, did you meet the forger in my room tonight?
Yeah.
I put on pants, Graham.
Okay.
But not a top.
All right.
Because I don't have
Tell the forger. So now we're back in my room. And I say, Gorma, did the sausage you cut up have the stamp of the Iron Wolf on it?
No, it didn't.
No.
All right, see? Mr. Forger Man?
It's pretty much a universal rule. Like, it's not written anywhere, but you don't eat things with the stamp of the Iron Wolf on it.
So let me tell you this. The real paintings, Mr. Khan told me he's going to send to the Iron Wolf. I don't know why he wanted forgeries, but he had me make two sets.
Probably to keep suspicion off the actual travel location of the actual paintings.
Yeah, and one set of forgeries was to save my ass.
Which has currently been saved.
Not without those forgeries.
What do you mean?
The woman, the assassin.
Yeah, she's in the wind.
That wind might blow her back into my ass.
Well, whatever, get you off.
Listen, I've had enough of this fucking foreplay talk. We need to stop saying this shit. So, do you need a housing?
Because
this isn't a halfway house.
I'll work for it.
Oh, yeah, what can you do aside from painting?
Play the piano.
Okay, what else?
I can dance.
What else?
How old is this guy?
About 70.
Okay.
I can whistle.
How are you with accounting?
I can count.
Accounting money.
Yes, counting. Got it. 1, 2, 3. 4.
I love him. Let's keep him.
You know what? Actually, I do have a task for you that would earn your keep here. We have a gentleman in our employ. His name is Grant.
Yes.
You see, Grant is special. And I like, maybe I start to giggle a little bit as I said, I was like, he's a special, special boy. He needs constant attention. I mean, it's actually from the Iron Wolf himself that we need to look after him because, you know, he has a soft spot for the guy. So part of your duties will be to constantly shadow him and make sure that, you know, he doesn't poop his pants or anything like that.
Does he move very fast? My scapula is acting up.
Well, all you need to do is, you know, make sure that... You know what? We'll put you as his assistant. How about that? And then you just make sure he doesn't do anything stupid.
Okay.
Yeah, as long as he doesn't move very fast. I'd like to secrete the documents I took
in my... Secrete? Why would you say that?
I'd like to
documents onto the bed.
I'd like to secrete the documents I took in my secret special hidey hole in my room that is now Gormung's room.
Yeah, fair enough.
While he's upstairs.
Done.
Thank you.
Well, now Grant has his 70-year-old stalker.
Yeah, the forger goes to bed, back to bed, and gags his bed.
I'll cuddle up next to him.
Okay.
You smell great.
You smell like Werther's Originals.
And mothballs. And varnish.
All right. Do 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 do.
Yeah, how about we call it there for tonight?
Who knows what's
going to
happen? Not me.
I don't know what's going to happen.
I don't know.
Happening now.
So yeah, let's do some shout-outs. Let's start off with, Mr. Poopy Pants, a.k.a. Sheepdog Gaming. What up, sir? How you doing?
Hi, guys. I'm Sheepdog. Sheepdog Gaming on YouTube. Search me. You'll find me. I enjoyed the session. It's always nice to play Grom. He's fun.
Yep.
This game because I have no idea what's gonna happen.
Yeah. It's fun to play though. I was really, really keen on just dimension hopping and, you know, finding cool items to take, but
the amulet.
But we can't take anything from the dimensions though, like.
Oh yeah, we can.
No.
We brought it.
You only come back with what you had when you leave.
Magic wise,
but we can take magic items and bring them back, or sure. You know, gold, or I've still got my bronze scales.
Yeah.
Oh, you do? Okay. Cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just meant magic wise when I said that.
Okay. Right. Floofy. Let's talk.
Hello, everyone. Yeah. Hello. I'm sorry for the sudden disappearance and the impromptu borks. I'm baby doggy sitting my mom's puppies.
Oh, I know about impromptu borks, man.
He's a little one, so he likes.
I like how he meowed when you picked him up.
Yeah, the cat doesn't like him. the cat's staring at him and yelling at him because the cat doesn't appreciate him, apparently. But yeah, I'm Floof. Tomorrow at noon Pacific Standard Time, I'm going to be starting my first Master Grade gun build. So if that sounds interesting or relaxing, come on by and we'll have a good old time.
Nice. Mr. Gags, aka Sputnik, what up, sir?
Hey, everybody. This was fun tonight. Always fun. Love Omen. You can find me on YouTube. Search, well, here, I guess I'll put a link in the chat.
Where is that? Find my stuff on YouTube. There you go. Also twitch.tv/Sputnik71. And you can also search for my new podcast that I do with my dad. It's on iTunes and SoundCloud. Search for Motion Sickness the Show. Comes out every Sunday.
Nice. And last but not least, we have our GM, Mr. Graham _ complete. What up, sir?
Two YouTube channels, Graham Complete. Always be making two different types of topic, two different styles of show. Always be making. Now that I've kind of overhauled Graham Complete, kind of working on overhauling, always be making.
Mm-hmm.
I am, the program I'm working on is a sort of a, it is a cooking show, but from a maker's perspective. So we are designing and constructing foodstuffs as opposed to cooking in a traditional sense. We are designing and innovating on foodstuffs.
So interesting.
That's going to be interesting. It's going to take some time to finish that, though. It's a lot of work. You'll see.
Nice. So hey guys, thank you very much for watching. Hope you enjoyed tonight's Omen game. So a lot of things are changing here on the channel. Like, we're going to be going full time for a couple of, maybe a year or two now. We'll see how we do. So we're going to get started with some interesting things. Like, in a couple hours time, after I have a bit of a rest because I haven't slept yet, we're going to be starting the new Fire Emblems Echoes game that just came out on the 3DS. So that's going to be pretty interesting. And yeah, as always, we're going to be doing Die Party stuff. So the new thing that's going to happen today at, oh god, I can't remember what time it's going to be. Brian, what was it again?
It's shit. It's 11 Eastern, so that would be, what is that? 8 a.m. 8 a.m. Pacific time.
Yeah. It's 9? Yeah, 8 a.m. No, 8 a.m. Yeah.
8 a.m. because it's 3 hours.
Yeah.
Oh. Apparently, I need to sleep as well.
Yeah. So that's gonna be the show that helps you get informed about the three options that are gonna be up for community and supporter. Voting, which is going to be really, really cool. So if you're a supporter of the show, if you're a Patreon, if you're a sub, if you're a multiple sub, if you're a triple sub, and even if you're just a watcher and an enjoyer of Die Party, you'll get the option, you get the chance to vote in an upcoming poll deciding on which World of Darkness book we're going to be using for the next game to replace Night City on 5 p.m. PST on Monday. So that's going to be pretty cool. That's check out if you're going to miss that. There'll be a VOD up as well as a voting option. I'll talk to the Patreon and the subscribers separately so that we can have a great way to give them the extra voting options that they want. So yeah, the schedule is going to get an overhaul pretty soon too, with the new schedule in mind, once I actually work out what that's going to be. But other than that, that's pretty much it. Thank you very much for watching, guys. We outie. Bye-bye.